okay? That's what I'm talking about, to be able to connect in there, okay? Connect with how you developed and grew as a child. But unfortunately, you cut that side off. As I told you before, I am not ashamed. Guys, I am 50 years, well, 51 in August, but I'm 50 and a half, right? I am a big fucking kid. I have never killed that side of me, because that side is why you see the creativity, why you see that, because I kept growing it and cultivating it, okay? Because I want y'all to understand how your intelligence connects with sexual concepts, sexual ideas, sexual information, and learning not only about the woman of what to do, but learning what you can do. So many of you guys don't even take times and moments to even work on yourself to create sex. Y'all don't even think about creating sex. Y'all don't think about creating touching. Everything is creating, even the way you lay your fingers on her. The way I lay these three fingers, the way I lay these three fingers is different than I lay these four, which is different than I lay the one, which is different than I lay the two. That's the depth in what I'm talking about. See, y'all think it's just you putting your hand on her body. That's not creativity. Creativity is the why you're doing it, how you're doing it. What is connecting while the two of you are doing it? You want to make sure that she is just butter. She is just show me, just mold me into what you want me to be. What do you want me to be? And guess what? I don't want you to be anything that I want you to be. I want you to rediscover or self-discover a place in you that is going to show you different possibilities with being with me. You see what I'm saying? You see, that's the beauty thing that I'm showing you. You've got to get there. Because as I said before, all your traits, your skills, your knowledge, all this stuff, this is what gives you the power right here. Okay? Because so many of you guys are too busy running away from yourselves by, like I told you before, some of you guys are trying to run outside the box or be outside the box by being what you think. You remember judgment. Let's go judgment. Let's go judgment 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, you women, guys, you go outside the box and you're letting those four judgments dictate how you should be for women. But then when you go to the last judgment, you're letting the world dictate how you should move by trying to fit in the box. See, I don't tell you guys, I don't fit into boxes and I don't fit out of boxes. I am the fucking box. That's what I am. That I know that my creativity can shift. Let me show you how cold it is and how great it is. Say I'm kissing her and say I'm doing a kissing 101 move, right? And I hit a spot on her body that makes her press her lips up more on me or makes a more of a moan. It is at that point. Let me show y'all something. Show you what creativity does. All right, let's say in my mind, because I scribed it. It's in my mind right here. I scribed it, right? So I scribe that I'm going to take my hand, I'm going to touch her this way, and I'm going to do this way, and I'm going to kiss her this way, I'm going to do this way. But as I'm in the process, and now remember, guys, I want to show y'all something. Say I'm in the process. I want y'all to follow me. Say I'm in the process of, let me show y'all, like as I'm kissing her, let's say, I'm going to give y'all just a prime example. All right, not that. Let's say I'm in the process of touching, I'm between 1 and 2. Let's say I take my hand and go between 1 and 2, and I'm rubbing under from the two all the way underneath her knee, and she makes a certain kind of a moan or a certain kind of a sound. It is at that point that what I have here, change up the game, re-got it. Okay, so now if I know that that's a spot that she hasn't been touched on, but she loves the feeling on that, then I know before I go and eat that pretty pussy of hers, what you think, I ain't going to work that spot? You don't think I'm going to take her right leg and put it over my – people, now follow this. I want y'all to understand this. Now I want y'all – all right. God, this is going to sound weird, but just follow my mind, okay? Don't judge my mind. But, all right, she's on her back. She's on her back. Her legs are up. I take her left leg and put her ankle on my shoulder. Now, this is just off the top of my head, just off of that moan. I got to recreate the whole script because everything goes out because I got to create a new one. So I have her leg, I have her ankle on my shoulder, the left one. And then I have her right leg up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start to work and kiss and suck on the underneath of her calf, inside of her leg, from the two to the one with my mouth. But with my other hand, I'm going to work the other side with my hand. So then when I make the shift from kissing this, so it's like I've got the ankle here. But as I got the ankle here, I can take my hand and go this way or cup under this way, and I can take my hand and work from the underneath the calf to her underneath her knee with the right hand while I am sucking and kissing on her calf, and then be able to shift it up. So the shift, and again, I'm just showing you, I got to recreate this on the move. This is how the creativity works. So once I get that going, then I can shift it up. I can bring this knee down, work left side, bring this knee up, and work that. And then what I can do is I can take her legs and I can open them up, right? Open them up like that. No, don't dive in. But then I can take my hands and I can slide them on the inside of her, up back of her legs like this. Slide, come out, slide down as I wait. Wait a second. See, y'all got it wrong. See, y'all think I'm going to go down. I'm not going down. It's the creative. It's my creative mind. I'm not going down because at that point, while the legs are sliding down, my mouth is going to start working her motherfucking foot. Because, hey, don't worry. See, I'm going to wash her good. Don't worry. She ain't gonna have, I'm going to do it. But what I'm saying is, so then while my hands are sliding down, I'm working three. I'm working two. I'm working one. I can work one with my lips. I can work one with my hands. I've got a full range, but like what I'm trying to say to you guys out here, sometimes you're going to have to throw that script away that you have based off of what it is she's into, the moans of, okay? All right? And what I'm saying, I finally moved away, Steve. I should have been implementing this. Well, you choose to do what you want to do. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, hold on, let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. What I'm saying to you is sometimes, even though you have a script in your mind of what you want to do, sometimes you got to throw that script away. Remember, all my guys who have their bid, remember the left two arrows. It's the same thing in the bid as well as the touching, the kissing, and all that other stuff. The depth of you, what you learned on the left-hand side, also works when you're kissing and touching and rubbing her. You've got it. Sometimes you might have a script, but you've got to throw it away and move to another script. So I'm just showing y'all that's part of the creativity that I'm trying to get y'all guys to see in this and all this. Because the more creativity you have, it's going to push things. It's going to allow, listen, the more creative you are, you're saying to her, it's okay to let down your guard. It's okay to be what you want to be because I'm already showing you what I am. I'm not ashamed to show you what the fuck I am. I'm a nasty motherfucker, right? I'm not afraid to show you that. But what I'm trying to show you is that it's okay. It's okay to be what you want, and it's okay. Whatever happens behind closed doors, what happened behind closed doors. And I think Sunday, guys, for all my guys asking, I think Sunday we will talk about the sex societies and stuff. We'll talk about that probably Sunday night. Probably discuss that Sunday night and everything. I know I was telling y'all about that. I just figured we'll probably discuss that Sunday. But I'm here to keep business off the street, but I'm here to also show her not only the depth that I have, but see, y'all guys are doing everything just to get your dick wet. everything I'm doing is to make that pussy between her ears wet. That's what I want. That's what I'm trying to do. I am trying to show her that I do not operate like the average person. But with me, you will be able to see more things about yourself than you would without me. But that lies your choice. So you can run away, but I promise you this much, there will never be a mixed signal with me. You will know exactly what I am and where I stand. If I'm around you, you got my time, you know you got my time. If I'm not around, I'm not around. And you just need to understand that. But there's nothing to hide on that shit. I'm just saying, I will never, ever send a mixed signal. And that's what we got to get. We've got to make sure that you take what you are as from your childhood, that you have killed, that you have been ashamed to show. And I'm not saying to do it as far as being a kid and being goofy and immature. I'm saying the creative side of you should be cultivated all the time. And that's the beautiful thing. It keeps you young. It makes you feel young. And to a point where you become addicted to it more than drinking or drugs, you become addicted to the feeling that you have that you know you can give women. Yes, absolutely. Go ahead, let me know. I got you, G. Just let me know. Yes, sir. Question, if a man is interested in a woman and they can tell she's mature age and 23 and up, then why do they care to here's the problem, Peach. You can just because he looks older or he is older doesn't mean he's still stuck in high school, okay? And what happens is, see, a man should never ask a woman her age like that. She's legal. I mean, yeah. Now, of course, if she looks young, of course you can ask her because you want to be safe. But if you're with a woman and stuff like that, man, her age should not matter. But what's unfortunately, Peach, a lot of these young men have been taught on the YouTube streets that her age does matter. Everything she does is matter, and that's not the truth. Listen, you're as long as you're legal and as long as you're a fucking woman, everything is fine. If you got my curiosity and my attention, everything is fine. But I don't want to talk about things like that because that's like more of a that's kind of like a boring conversation to have with someone. I don't want to talk to somebody about age and all that other stuff. You know what I mean? So no, Hey guys, I got questions. Please ask. Okay. Hold on. Let me see what he said. She said she's a churchgoer. I'm not taking nothing away from that, but she's looking for anything set. Okay. I don't understand you surface dwellers. Let me explain something to y'all. I mean, do y'all actually think a woman's going to tell you what the fuck she actually likes and what she is, knowing that the majority of you guys are always judging women? Everywhere you look on that red pill side, all you fuckers do is judge women for every fucking thing they do. If they ain't giving you any pussy, you judge them. But if they are giving you pussy, you judge them as well. So there's no wiggle room. If they have a cad, you judge them. If they have this, all y'all fucking motherfuckers do is judge them. So why would a woman tell you anything? And here is your fucking problem. I have been with several Islamic women who are waiting to have arranged marriages because they're Muslim. I've been Pakistan, Afghan, Hindu women, India. I've been with a lot of them. But let me tell you something. Here's the problem. If a woman tells me she's into the church, I've had many women that love God and they pray to God and they go to church on Sunday and do all that shit. I do not judge them. I accept them for what they are. I'm not here to change or judge them. But why do you guys think a woman's going to say, yeah, I want to fuck right off the bat? Why would you be ignorant enough to think that it all, you think women just going to run around and say, I want to fuck, I want some dick? Now they'll say it to their girlfriends. They'll say it to other guys, but they ain't going to say it to you. Why would a woman say that to you? If she's not looking for anything sexual, that's fine, because you ready? It's weird. Women sometimes want to make sure that if they give you the pussy, you know what the fuck you're doing. And what are you telling the woman that you're doing when she tells you I'm not? Do you know how many women tell me, you know what? I would never date a guy that has other women. I would never date a guy like you. You're a ladies' man. You're not a one-woman guy. I would never do anything like that. I'm a good girl. I believe in this. And you know what I say? You know what I say? Cool. I am not here to prove myself to you. I am not here to get you to understand me. I'm not trying to do that shit. I'm showing you that there's going to come a time that you, not me, you are going to come to a crossroad. And that crossroad is going to be simply this. You're going to take your ass to the right and do exactly what you did when we first met, and there you go. We're good. You take care of yourself, because you're wasting my time, and that means you lose me for good. I'm gone. Or you're going to have a little power with yourself. And you don't think women can find Luke. Guys, did y'all know? And I'm just talking about high school for me, because I don't want to talk about it now, because I don't want to discuss that now. But y'all understand, do you guys know that there are religious girls out there that remain virgins but will have anal sex instead of regular vaginal sex because they want to save that for their husbands? Do you understand there are women out there that will suck a dick instead of fucking? They will do something to make you come, even though they pray and all that other stuff. Women can find loopholes in whatever they say, ready guys, when they choose to do it. You don't make, see, the problem is you want to force her to find a loophole in her fucking beliefs. Can't do that. Listen, guys, say it again. You cannot force a woman to find a loophole in her sexual or religious beliefs. You have got to show her that she's going to have to make a decision at some time, but it is not on you. Either she is going to find that loophole, which they, hey guys, I'm telling you that women out there that tell you about their church and their beliefs and all that other stuff, you have got to understand that. You got to understand that. This is why I hate talking to you, man. Do you understand what the fuck I'm saying? Motherfucker, I'm not a church guy. I'm not. Okay? I'm not a church guy. At all. But the difference is that I welcome her. If she wants to talk about church, let her talk about it. I'm fine. I'll listen to that shit. I'm never trying to change her, and I will never allow her to change me. I accept her for what she is, meaning I'm not fucking judging her. I don't need to be a church guy. You want to know why they fuck me? You want to know why they give me the pussy? Even though they are waiting. Some of these women say, you know what, I'm being celibate. I'm not ready to do that. They will. I'm not going to answer any more of your questions, dog. This ain't for you, dog. This ain't for you, dog. This ain't for you, brother. This ain't for you. You understand. It doesn't matter if she's Buddhist, Hindu, Christian, Baptist, fucking Jewish, I don't care. She's a woman underneath all that shit. She's a woman underneath that shit. And guess what? If she wants to believe that, you know what, she's a good girl and she should wait and all this stuff, then by all means, I'm fine with it. But I'm not going to force her to change for me. If I feel like she's wasting my time, I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm not wasting my time. And when she asks me, I will tell her, look, I'm just not the right guy for you. But you want to know why it ends up in us fucking, her sucking my dick and doing all that shit she knows she shouldn't do? Because she realizes that being with me can supersede anything. And she knows that, guess what? She can keep her holier than vow with you motherfuckers. She can still, wait. Do you guys actually think that just because she's being a whore around me that she can't be a good church-going girl to you? Oh, wait a second. Do you guys think that a stripper that gets you for throwing dollars at them won't give me the pussy for free? Hold up. What she is to you is none of my damn business. And if she wants to hold you to a different standard because you ain't got no game, then by all means, you're going to be the sucker that's going to fall for the smoke and mirrors. But see, I don't get smoke and mirrors. I get something that I am. I get her at her core. Because when she reaches a thing that she's never reached before, fucking with me, that changes up things. I don't change things for her. She realized, you know what? This motherfucker has not once tried to fuck me, not once tried to force me to fuck, not tried to deceive me to fuck, not tried to do anything to try to get the piss. It's weird. He respected what the fuck I am. Where you motherfuckers, y'all like, well, no, I'm going to still get that fucking pussy. No. If she's a church-going girl and she believes and she wants to wait till marriage or whatever, I'm not going to sit around and change that. But what you mofos don't get, the mind don't give a fuck about that church shit. The mind don't give a fuck about a Hindu, Muslim, and all that shit. When the mind taps in to a drug that is powerful and will supersede that shit, believe me, guys, they will always find a way. They will always find a loophole. See, for you guys, she'll say, I'm in a meeting. I can't see you today. For me, she'll say, hey, I can give you 15 minutes. Can we just do a quickie? Can I suck your dick real quick? Can I just lick on it just for 15 minutes? Where she tells you guys that, you know what? It's been a long day. I'm going to go and rest. We'll probably do something tomorrow. She'll say to me, even though I had a long day, you know what, I got to see you. So come over here real quick. See, this is what I keep trying to tell you. I do not play by your weak-ass rules. That's why you guys lose, because you guys are being told tomorrow. They're putting you off. I'm being told, even though I'm tired, I want to see you. Even though I'm busy, I'll make time for you, because I know when I am with you, I lose time. I know when I'm with you, I feel that we are connected. And you know what? I'm nervous. I got this meeting. Fuck a shot of coffee. Let me get a quick shot of dick so I can calm my nerves down. Can you meet me at lunchtime real quick and fuck me before my 2:30 meeting? Because this meeting is very important to me, and I'm freaking the fuck out. I just need you to fuck the shit out of me real quick. Can you just do that? Can you just meet up with me, just eat my pussy out, and let me come? Let me just get a quick nut so I can just get back to my meeting. See, hey, you know what? Says the church girl that will tell you, well, you know what? You know what? I've always been a good girl, and you know what? I just think that, you know what, our Lord and Savior, Jesus, Superman, Christ, or whatever, Allah, whatever you want to say, is that, you know what, you know, I just want to find a guy that just, I mean, whatever the fuck she tells you guys. I don't know what she tells you, motherfuckers, but she don't tell me that shit. She don't tell me that shit, but I am never making her feel like shit for the things that she does. And let me tell you this thing. if she ever comes to me and says, well, I feel terrible now. I feel like I've broken my vow. I'm done with you. But motherfucker, you don't even know what interest is, you surface dwelling bitch. Do y'all see why this motherfucker loses? I'ma go on. You don't know what the fuck she's showing you, you dumb bitch, because you ain't got no game. Do you think a woman telling me that she is about the church, do you think that's low interest to me? Do you think her telling me that she loves Allah, she loves Jesus, she loves God, she's a Jehovah, whatever the fuck she is, motherfucker, I'm a conqueror, goddammit. I don't give a fuck what she says. She can say, look, she can even say she's an atheist. I don't give a fuck. Because she's never met me before. And I know something you don't know. That unlike you, I know I'm going to bring her a place that she's never gone before. See, she'll never reach her core with your surface dwelling ass. You'll be the same cookie cutter motherfucker that's going to say, you know what? You know what? I think it's wise if we just slow down and let's get to know each other better. And you know what? I'm that kind of girl that just doesn't like to move fast. I want to take my time. You know, I want someone to understand that, you know, my church morals and values say that I need a man, that God has to bring me a man that that is worthy, where we could take our time, and he has to be with the church, and he has to, I mean, that's what they, that's you. That's you. But that ain't me, motherfucker. That ain't me. Because I have no problem. You be what you want. But what the fuck you are today, you fuck with me, I'm going to change you. Not by forcing you change. I'm going to change how you feel by being with me. And by being with me, you're going to have that come to Jesus moment where you just got to make a choice, which I respectfully understand. If you I've had women, Muslim women tell me, you know what? I feel like this is going too far, and I know I shouldn't. And I think we need to end things right now. Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you know what? Take care of yourself. All right, what? You just going to walk away? No, I understand. You want to? You're not even going to hug me? You're not even going to hug me goodbye or anything like that? You're not even going to give me a kiss goodbye? No, we're good. Oh, see, this is what I'm talking. See, this is how they do it. See, it's the loophole. Sorry, I give them a kiss goodbye. But guess what? That kiss starts to be coming up. And it starts to grab my dick and my ass and all this other shit that she shouldn't be doing. And then I say, look, I'm the one that say we shouldn't be doing this. And then she's the one that says, don't, why are you stopping it? Don't stop. It's okay. No. Listen to me. You just told me that I'm respecting your boundary. See that? I'm telling her to go. I'm not trying to play any games. Amen. If you are so this, then by all means go. But you know what she knows? She knows that I got fucking options around that corner. And she knows that she's got to make that decision. I remember high school, man. High school, I was messing, when I was in the ninth grade, I was messing with this senior in high school. And I got over her place. I was doing all that. We was up in her bedroom messing around and all that stuff. She was a good girl. She was a senior that was a good girl. So guess what? Y'all think I fucked her in the car? I mean, fucked her in the house? Nope, didn't get it. They like, see, guys, I ain't going to lie on my dick. There ain't no happy in it. I didn't get it. You want to know why? Because she said, you know what? I just want to slow down. I'm not ready for this. You know, I don't know. This is not right. We shouldn't do this, right? So peep game. I said, cool. You know what? All right. You know, it's good. I understand. I didn't get mad. I sat back and chilled. I didn't make her feel like shit for it or anything. I was like, it's cool. All right. No problem. you're not mad at me. No. Hey, look, listen. No means no. And if you want to stop it, I'm stopping the shit. I told you, you don't understand. I'm not going to force you to do anything you want to do. If you don't feel comfortable enough and you don't feel right, I'm stopping the shit. Y'all hear what the fuck I'm saying? I'm stopping the shit. And I stopped it. Dick hard to the motherfucker. My dick is saying, hey, Sarah, Sarah. Oh, well. Dick hard to the motherfucker. But you know what? I stopped it. And I said, you know what? It's cool. And she, all she kept doing was saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I'm telling her, it's cool. She thought I was playing games. Listen, I'm saying it's cool. Don't worry about it. Listen, when and if you want to come around and do this, it's cool. But you have got to want this. I am not going to force, manipulate, beg, pander. I'm a bad motherfucker. I don't do that shit. No, tuck buck, motherfucker. You know that shit. I'm not bugging you on that shit. So peep game. I said, it's cool. And I gave her a hug and walked the fuck off. Next day, she's like, well, Steve, you know what? You need a ride home from school? I was like, cool, yeah. All right, it's all good. And she said, well, you know, I got a little bit of time before I go to work. You know, you mind just, you know, can we go somewhere? Shit, yeah. Well, we can go over to Lake Spread your ass, Keith, if you just want to hang out a little bit. We can hang out a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't mind kissing on you a little bit. I know my boundaries. I know we ain't fucking. I know we ain't fucking. How did we fuck in the backseat that day? Because she decided to do it. Because I respected what the fuck. Y'all don't understand, man. You don't have to push this shit to fuck. I'm not trying to force her to do anything. I was never mad at it. I was cool with it. I'm cool with it. But she felt that because I respected her and respected her religion and did not get mad, did not get angry, did not pout, did not blow her off, did not stomp away, and I was cool about it, she was like, you really made me feel like you actually appreciate me and appreciate the fact and respected the fact that I didn't really want to do it. And because you did that, I want to give myself to you. But wait, calm down. Listen, it wasn't like we just did it. No. Listen to me. I told her, and I swear, we don't have to do anything. You see that, guys? She was trying to give it to me, but I was telling her, look, don't do it because you think that that's what I want. No, y'all don't understand. See, y'all don't even understand how the depth of this shit I'm talking about. Because y'all saying, well, damn, Steve, she's throwing a pussy at you. Why'd you take it? No, motherfucker, because I'm that motherfucker. Just because they throw the pussy at me doesn't mean I got to take it because I'm not you motherfuckers. I'm a bad motherfucker. I don't have to take it. But what I'm saying is she wanted to give it to me. But I told her, listen. In peak game, I said it shouldn't be like this. Not like this. You gotta go to work and all that other stuff. And I don't want this to be like it here in the car. But she's like, I want you. I want to be with you. I said, no, you just got to be sure that you want this. I'm absolutely sure I want to do this. I said, listen, are you positive you want to do this? Because I'm not trying. Listen, the last thing I want to do, I never want you to feel that you got to do something to keep me around. You're cool. I'm fine with it. I enjoy hanging out with you the way we are. We kiss and all that other stuff, but we don't have to fuck. I've made you come. I made you feel good without penetration. You know how I am. God, you know how I am. I don't need to fuck to make her come, man. I'm good like that. But she wanted to do it. She wanted to do it. I didn't force it on her. Okay? And that's what I'm saying. Yes. Oh, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Yes. Lines open if y'all want to call in. Lines are open. But what I'm saying is that I allow the woman to be the woman. Be what you are. Just don't waste my time, because I'm going to keep it a buck with you. But if as soon as you think that you can throw a mixed signal at me, I'm gone. Why is that, guys? Because, listen, I tell them I'm a drama-free man. Hey, guys, all you guys, I'm going to show you. Y'all can take this from one of my clients. This is one of my clients. I can show y'all now. Let me find that shit. Y'all know what I'm about to show y'all. Where the fuck is that shit at? Hold on, that's not Stroke Deeper. Let me find that shit. I always have it on two pages. Where is it at? I want to show you this shit. Hold on, where is it at? Where is it at? Look at this right here. Let me take away the number. I want y'all, you guys, just print screen and take your photo. Look at this. Look at this. This is how you got to talk to them. I'm talking about in the beginning. In the beginning, I'm telling you, this is how you got to talk to them. I am different than any other man you ever met, but don't say it if you ain't different. Because if you say that shit and you want some sucker shit, you gone. You lost. This is man shit. I'm telling her what the fuck it is. I am different than any other motherfucking man you met. I'm telling her that. I have created my own universe. That's my truth. That is my truth. And I have complete control over everything in my universe. That's the truth. It is full of positivity, growth, and great energy. That is truth. I live in the moment. That is truth. I enjoy the hell out of my life every fucking day I wake up. That is the truth. Let me show you the next one, because I think I put it on the next page. Let me show you the next part. It's the last part. It's very important. Let me see if I can show you what it is. Wait, let me see. I got on one of these pages. Hold on, let me find it. Give me a second. Let me find it. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me find it. Now, I want you to see the other part of this, because it's important. Hold on, let me see the other part of this. Shit, where the fuck did I put that shit? No. Where is it at? I always got it on two different pages, but let me see if I can find that shit. But what I'm saying is, this is a powwow, dog. I'm not fucking playing around. I swear to y'all guys, man. I swear, this is the talk we got to have, because when and if I let you go, you'll know why. You'll know why I let you go. I'm not playing the fuck around. I'm not. Let me see if I can find that shit for y'all. Let me see if I can find that conversation. Where the fuck did he... I forgot where I put it at. Shit. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Let me see. It's one of these fucking... Hold on, guys. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. We're chopping it up. It's the Dean, Man Mindset. Let me find that last fucking thing. I want y'all to see this shit. This shit is gold, man. It's just I have it in the wrong place. I don't know where the fuck I put that shit at. I grabbed it and chopped it up and moved that shit. I got a few more spots. I know I put that shit somewhere. Just got to find that shit. No. Wait. No. Wait. No. I'm getting close. I feel like I'm getting close. No. Shit. Well, I'll tell you what it says if I can't find it. I'm going to try it with a few more spots. If I can't find it, I'm going to tell you what the fuck it says. That's not it. Fuck, Steven, where'd you put that shit? All right. Well, I'm going to tell you, listen. The basic thing that he was saying is that, wait. Did I find it? Wait. No. I'm going to do this a few more. I think this might be it. Well, I'm going to tell you what it said. So when you're talking to him, I'm not going to let anyone fuck up what I created, basically. And that means you're allowed to feel what you want to feel. You're allowed to say what you want to say. I have no problem with that. Hold on. Yeah, I have no problem with what you're saying and what you're doing. I have no problem. Just want to say that. I have no problem with that, okay? What I'm saying is that be who you want to be. But if I feel that you're playing games with me, I'm fucking gone. I don't have time. This is a non-negotiable. 948, I'm sorry for the wait, sir. I'm sorry, 948, what's your question? I'm sorry for the wait. What's up? Oh, shit. I'm sorry. You got it. 984. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey. This is Peach.
Oh, what's up, Peach? What's up, girl? Goddamn, the women are calling in. What's up, Peach? What's up, girl?
It's ladies' night tonight. It's a
full moon, ain't it?
I know. Full moon like a motherfucker. How can I help you, Peaches? What's up, girl? What's up?
Well, my question is, I just tuned back in because I'm at work.
Yes, sir. Ma'am, excuse me.
I'm sorry, I can hear my echo. I don't know if that's a problem.
No, I can hear you. No, they can't hear you. You probably hear an echo, but we hear you clear. Okay. Go ahead. What's your question? What's up?
Okay, my question is, how do a woman know if she's sending mixed signals? Because I can find myself being attracted to somebody, and then we talk for a little bit, and then then I'm just not interested anymore, and I tell them that, and I just don't want to leave the guy hanging because it seems like we'll have a good connection. But then, and then the guy's like, hey, what happened? I thought everything was going good. And just like, I don't want to send mixed signals.
Remember, Peach, remember the reason why the mixed signals are happening is because the guy is giving you mixed signals. And you're just, it's like when you have a splinter in your finger, your body has a way of pushing it out. Well, your body has a way of protecting you. Think about you have a little warrior, a female warrior that's protecting your heart and your emotions, right? It's protecting you. Mm-hmm. So it's going to recognize a motherfucker that has no experience by the bullshit that he says, beating around the bush, asking you boring questions. That guy is not one to invest in because he's giving you mixed signals. Because at one hand, he's trying to be your best friend and trying to backdoor you or sidetrack you or something like that instead of being honest with you. So it's a lot of these guys that give you, what makes you mixed signals is his behavior. His behavior is something that triggers in you realizing that, you know, you don't mean to give him a mixed signal, but you just get turned off. You just get turned off because he's not actually leading you anywhere. He's like just tippy-toeing around, walking on eggshells, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's about it. And I enjoy the mock dating, I think you should have more men call in and use, you know, the women on your platform to help them, like, express themselves more. Because it puts them on the spot.
Yeah, everything is on the spot, but that's what I'm saying. That a lot of these guys are on the spot and they don't know what to do. So here you are, you are excited about this guy. You know, it's like a brand new car smell. You know what I mean? It's fresh, it's new, it's exciting. It's like, oh boy, I can't wait. Only to realize he's just like all the other average motherfuckers you talk to. And you're like, fuck. I mean, I'm so excited. And then all of a sudden, he's asking me boring questions. He doesn't know how to – they just don't know how to talk to you. They talk at you. And that's where you get the mixed signals, because if you're really interested in me, woo me, seduce me, turn me on.
Exactly.
But but they can't turn you on, Peach. Where was your last boyfriend and what you looking for? Or you're talking to them in silence. There's nothing to talk about. But see, when you get with a real one, Peach, listen, there will never be any mixed signals except the mixed signals you start to give yourself. See, mixed signals will trigger when you start, because here you go. Part of you is saying, you know, remember those cartoons where there's a devil on one shoulder and there's an angel on the other shoulder? And it's you. One is saying, Peaches, now you know better, girl. We gotta make him wait. we just can't suck that dick, girl. We can't fuck right now, Peaches. You know he's gotta wait. You remember we read the rules, Church of Beyonce, I'm Every Woman, all that bullshit, right? And then that devil side of you, Peaches, girl, you know how pussy wet right now. Why are we bullshitting? Just rub that. Hey, Peaches, just back that ass up, rub it up on it, and let him take over. You know he know what he doing, girl. You know it, girl. You know what he do. And then, Peaches, you know. Peaches, now, wait a second now. You don't want to go down that road. He's a jerk. He's an asshole. He's selfish. He's all about himself. I don't think it's a good idea. Oh, but Peaches, girl, think about, hey, girl, you remember we was masturbating last night and you was thinking about all that nasty? Girl, here's our chance. Here's our chance, girl. So then you got to, you see what I'm saying, Peach? You got to make the decision, but that's when you deal with a man. See, a man ain't going to give you mixed signals. See, when a man gives you straight signal, the mixed signal will then come from you. It ain't coming from him. But the mixed signals, you're not going to give him any mixed signals. It's the conversation you're going to have with yourself. Does that make any sense?
Okay. I know exactly what you're saying. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and my second question is...
Yes, what's that? What's up? Go ahead. What's up? What's your second question?
My second question is, since I'm talking to a man...
Yeah.
Does age matter to you? Because I know I asked it in the chat and they answered my question, but you know, coming from you,
I don't judge age. I don't look at time that way. Okay, when I was taught, the game, life, and time are ever moving. Man made up age. Man made up birthdays. Man made time. Right. So I'm not counting that shit. I don't count that shit. You just got to be legal. Now, I'm saying if you like a little small little, I don't know, you got to be legal. You know what I mean? Legal.
Of course, man.
Because, I went to my son's graduation. I saw the elk and deer walk by, and I said, none of these guys are fucking these women. These women are waiting for motherfuckers like me. Oh, my God. But what I was saying is this, Peaches, is that I don't care how old you are. You have not met me, nor have you ever reached your core. So everybody you have been fucking with has kept you above the surface. I'm saying I don't care how far. If your body shape is something that I like, I don't give a fuck how old you are. I don't give a fuck. If there's something I like on you, I'm not. Well, let me card you. Well, okay, I see that you're this old, so I've got to throw you back. Man, get the fuck out of here. I want to hear that shit. I don't give a fuck. But you're dealing with a man. See, I don't judge you on your age. I judge you on your behavior. But you have to be legal. You know what I mean? And so if you guys do not mess with any young girls. Don't touch the fruit until it has ripened, people. So don't do that. So, yeah,
okay,
I don't judge. Yeah, if a man is judging your age, please. And listen, if he's judging your age, please run. Because that's the same motherfucker. Well,
yeah.
Peaches, I called you and you didn't answer your phone. Where were you at? Who were you with? This is what I'm talking about, Peaches. And he's like, I have a job. well, at least you could have. Why didn't you tell? You see all that shit, man? I'm telling you got to be careful with that shit.
Yeah, and that's how it comes up, too, because I'm like, they ask me, you know, what do I do? I tell them what I do, and they was like, oh, you kind of young to be doing that. And I'm like, you know, what does that have to do with anything? You ask me, I told you, and then it's like they don't believe me because, you know, I finished college early. I finished school early. So I've been out there, like, early. So it's just annoying.
Hey, Peaches, if I know you're legal, it's on. That is as long as you are legal, I don't give a fuck how old you. It's on. If you got my interest, it's on. It's on. If you 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 35, 42, doesn't matter. You legal, it's on. I don't give a fuck about your age. Like I'm going to cut your fucking stump off and count your age by the rings and shit. I don't give a fuck about that. Legal is legal to me. Hey, Peaches, think about this. Show me a lion that looks at the age of a zebra after he hunts it down. And then lion be like, wait, Mr. Zebra. Oh, wait, oh, zebra, you on zebra cane. Oh, man. Oh, zebra, you on your last. Oh, man. Hey, go about your way, Mr. Zebra. Good luck and be somebody. Fuck that. As long as you're legal, it's on. And a man shouldn't be asking you that shit. He should be connected with you on some other shit.
Yeah, now I see. Thank you. Thanks for this this channel. Now I see. I'm just going to cut it right off in the conversation short right there.
I'm telling you, Shane.
How old are you? Well, like, I mean, I just want to know your age.
Man, get the fuck out my face. You the same up. If I give you a little bit of pussy, you're going to be holding on that pillow and be like, oh, my God, I'm in love.
Yeah, well, Peaches. I mean, Peaches.
Oh, my God. It's like freaking 10 o'clock at night. You're supposed to be, motherfucker, I got this traffic out there. Well, you're supposed to be home at 10. So you fucking something. You see that shit, Peaches? Don't, man.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them up alone, man. Leave them. Don't give them motherfuckers any kind of pussy, man. Because them motherfuckers will hound you. See, the guys that you going to get hooked on are the ones that's just laid the fuck back. I'm not watching you. Peaches, let me tell you something. When you're so cold with it.
Yeah, I hate pocket watching.
Yeah, pocket watch. But you know when you cold with it, they tell you everything, Peaches. I could be playing Call of Duty in my video game and shit, right? You'd be like, hey, what's up, baby? Like, what's up? Oh, wait, nothing. I just want to let you know I get off in about 30 minutes. Would you like me to go by Cheesecake Factory? Would you like me to go by, I don't know, Friendly's or something? Would you like me to pick you up something to eat and everything? And if not, you know, I'll just go back home and everything. All right, cool. You know, I mean, you tell me. I'm not going to ask because I'm not running behind you. I'm not your fucking father. You are, look, Peaches, you're allowed to be late. Now, wait. Now, if we're on a date or something and we're setting it up, you can be late, but you better fucking call me and let me know you're late. You know what I mean? Have enough respect for me to say, well, I'm running late. That's cool. You know what I mean? But if you show up late, we'll have a little powwow and say, you can't do this again. Because if you do this again, you're going to lose me. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, outside of that, it's not my business to know where the fuck you at. It's not my business to know who you talking to, who you texting. Because, Peaches, you ready for this crazy shit, Peaches? I want you to talk to them motherfuckers. I want you to talk to them motherfuckers. You want to know why? Because that's going to bring you closer to me.
that brings me to my next one.
Yes.
Where with the guys, I'm not trying to put them down or anything. They were pretty brave to call in. But if a man can't flirt that well, but, you know, you're interested regardless, do you, you know, still be nice to them and let them gather themselves? Or they just it just shows the inexperience either way?
Here's the choice that you have. You have a choice. You can leave him alone and throw him back in the water, or you can train him, unfortunately, and realize you're going to get average-ass sex. No. Don't lick fair. A little bit to the left. Okay, there you go. Wait, slow down. Watch your teeth. There you go. Slow it down. Okay. Wait, don't just push it in. I'm not wet. Wait, just get it. You go get the KY over there and just lube up a little. Yeah, okay. Ease it in. Wait. Oh, okay. Now you're okay. You can go now. You got a choice because, listen, man, this is why it's so great being a man because we don't have to worry about that shit. So if you want to train a motherfucker, you can train him. But that's up to you.
Nah, that doesn't sound.
But I'm saying that a lot of these guys don't have experience. A lot of these guys don't look at sexuality. They look at, they think, because of the red too, they think if you talk smooth to a woman, you tricking her, or you like being desperate or something like that. I'm saying that you have to make a choice, okay? Either you're going to do that, okay? Either you're going to let him know that you're not interested in him, or you're just going to train him. But he can't get mad because he doesn't have experience.
Yeah, that'll frustrate me. I wouldn't appreciate that. But thank you.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, it's a frustrating thing for a lot of women because a lot of these guys are scared. You know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, Peaches, be very wary of a man that talks about fucking right off the bat. Be very rare if a guy walks to you and say, "Let's go fuck. I want to fuck you and all that shit." Be very careful of that guy just as well as the one that doesn't tell you that. Okay. Because see,
well, you know, I thought that's what a man's supposed to do, like tell you their intentions at least.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about a man. I don't have to tell you I want to fuck you because I'm already fucking you mentally. See what I'm saying? I don't need to tell you I'm going to do what I'm going to do because we already doing it. We already sparring as soon as we start talking. I'm already undressing you mentally while we're talking. So I don't need to tell you what the fuck I'm going to do. I need to show you why you should fuck me. I need to show you why you should be sucking my dick. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that you got to be careful. See, a lot of these guys are on two different pendulums. One, they being taught to run around and beat around the bush. But then the other side of the pendulum, they taught to just, you know, say, let's fuck. Let's go fuck, girl. I want to go fuck you right now. Fuck you right now type stupid shit, right? But here's the thing. When I meet you, Do you not have morals and values? Do you not have judgments? Do you not have belief systems in which you feel a man should be? You don't even trust me. So how the fuck is that gonna go down when I know that you and I have never met? So you're gonna hold a certain stance. And I'm not gonna try to rush it. but I'm going to show you through my actions why you should be fucking me. I'm not going to beg you for no pussy. That's beneath me. Why would I beg you for something you won't want to give me by just spending time with me?
Would that show that I'm desperate if I start telling a guy what I like and don't like as far as sexually?
That shows that you're free. He's letting you be free. See what I'm saying? See, a lot of guys will take what you just said as aggressive, and they can't handle that, right? But see, what I'm saying is that I want you to know with me, I don't want – you remember Django? I know you saw Django. You saw Django Unchained, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. It goes back to the conversation. Remember the conversation Calvin Candy had with the two – Django and – no, what's his name? The German and Calvin Candy. Remember they said to him, I don't want your first best. I don't want your second best. I want your third best. And then he said, I ain't trying to sell what I ain't trying to sell, right? But he said, look, I'll put the money down. I want your third best. You want to know why? Because your third best is better than what you have to offer me. Even though it's your third best. See, you're not going to give me your one and two. But I'll take your third best. Because your third best is better than anything you have to offer me, right? So what I'm saying is this. I don't want you to feel that you gotta give it up to me or anything like that. I don't want to know the you that you're showing everybody, Peaches. You see what I'm saying? See, there is a Peaches that you're used to showing the average guy. And you have been doing this all your life. And you've been doing it so much that you realize this is the real me. But what I'm saying is, I don't want that Peaches. I want the one behind the curtain. And that's the Peaches that you don't even know that there is actually a Peaches that has more depth and range because you're only seeping to the level of guys that you get around. So if you're around average guys.
I don't
guys,
think you know that. I'm yeah, pretty statistic in my head.
Right. So when you're around average guys, you only can give out average, which is fine. But I don't want the Peaches that everybody else gets. No. I want you to feel comfortable enough to show me the Peaches that no one knows about. See that? That's the difference in the game. I don't want to know that Peaches you. Hey, since elementary school, they know the same fucking Peaches. They know the same you. And they don't get that far because they give you mixed signals, then you get turned off. I don't want that Peaches. I want the Peaches no one knows about. I want the Peaches that Peaches might not know about at her core, that like you were saying, that if you can talk to me about sex or what you like, I'm not here to knock you, make you feel bad. I'm only here to listen, and I'm taking in the information, nor am I judging you for it. But I want to see the Peaches that Peaches would like the world to see if there was a man that wouldn't judge her for being the dirty Peaches that you have inside of you. All that shit you see in porn, I know you do, but you need the right guy. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be the right combination. You got to find the right guy and be like, okay, not only can I accept that dirty side of you, I can handle it and give to that, not just accept. You see what I'm saying? So when you do it this way, it changes everything up. Because I'm saying there's more to you than you on the surface. And that's what I'm trying to get to the Peaches that no one else sees. That means, listen, that means even if it's your third best Peaches, that means that third best trumps the regular Peaches that you are to everybody else. That's what I'm trying to get. But the only way I get that is you got to invite me in. And that's what I'm setting up. I'm not trying to fuck. I just want the invite. That's all I want. I just want you to feel comfortable enough with me where, number one, you begin to trust me. But please understand, trust doesn't mean fucking. Flirting doesn't mean fucking. Trust means you just trust me enough to talk to me a little bit more than you would someone you don't trust, right? But through that trust, Peaches, that's when the trust will turn into sexual trust, because you're going to start to feel that, you know what? There are things that I want to say, and I know he's allowing me to say them, and he's not going to judge me. Like it could be PG, like, you know what, I was thinking about you today, or you know what, I had a sexual thought or a fantasy that you can share with me. And then when you share it, we're going to share it together and we're going to move on. And then you'll be like, wow, whoa. You know, I did that with another guy. He was like, well, why would you think that? And, oh, my God, why would your fantasies be that? That sounds a little disgusting. You know, all that stupid shit. That's what I'm saying. You know, yeah, the guy, like Jeremy said, I'm looking for the pit of the peach. The pit of the peach. Yes, Jeremy, that's it. But does that make any sense to you, what I'm saying? And if you're not meeting a guy like that, yeah. So if you're not meeting a guy like that, then just listen. Here's the beautiful thing. You have the power to mold these guys. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but if you got to deal with a surface dweller, you might as well make them to your specifications.
Well, at that point, that would just be a
– it'd be what?
It'll just be a fuck buddy, and then it's going to be like lacking the connection if I have to mold them.
Well, but that's –
because then it's just like a walking dick, no?
Okay, but right, but Peaches, as I told all you women, there is a choice that you must make. You can have the single guy that has no women and live an average life, or you can be with that fucking asshole that has several women and he changed your life by how cold he is and how much depth he has. So it's a choice. You can't have them both, but you must decide. So if you go to the left, you're going to have to train him. I'm sorry. That's just that you're going to have to pick. You have to choose. You have to train him. Or you can be trained by a fucking asshole, but you must realize that you are leasing him. You cannot have or own him.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a dilemma.
It's a dilemma. And some women, you know what they do? They will marry and hang out with that guy and have a side dude like us on the side. Or they will just, you know what, until I find the best average, you know, service dweller, I'm just going to spend time with you. You're not running behind me. You're not making me feel bad or anything. You know, there are times, I'm sure, Peaches, where, you know, you're stressing and that drink and that dildo ain't enough. You're just like, man, I just need to be, you know, someone just to smash real quick and get this nut off my fucking shoulder. Right? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, right? So
yeah.
that's when you call that motherfucking that dude up. And guess what? He's gonna bring you in, gonna do what he need to do, and he be like, all right, you know, you can hang out if you want. If you gotta go, you gotta go. But it's not gonna be like, what's up?
But a man shouldn't suggest that, right? If we can be like a friends with benefits. Like if he asks me, can we have a friends with benefits type of situation,
It's not the fact that he's not going to ask you. He's going to tell you what he is. Listen, look. 9 times out of 10, Pete, you're going to say, I want a relationship. You know what I mean? I'm looking for my Mr. Right, or I'm looking for a guy that I can spend time with. I'm looking for a boyfriend or a man or whatever you say. And if he knows he can't be that for you, the other alternative is you can just rent me out. You know, take the rent the dig out if you want to rent it out. I mean, you know what I mean? But you don't have to, but that's the offer. You're going to say, look, I can't be your man, but I can be your sometime. And I can fill in the gaps when you want. We can hang out. I'll have a great time. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to be insecure. But here's a problem in that, Peaches. It's a problem. Problem is you're going to fall in love with that motherfucker as well. So think about this. You're going to get everything you want, fantasy and feeling wise, but here's two catches. You're going to fucking fall in love, deep love, and you're not going to be able to have him. Where the other guy, you're going to fall into a like. You're going to, like, you know, just deal with him. He's an average guy. This is the best I'm going to do. So I'll just clean him up the best way I can. And then once you make him into your image, you're going to turn him off because you don't want to date yourself, but you're going to fucking do that anyway. But there's no middle ground. You just have to choose what you want. Do you want average and miss out? You know, it's like being at the fence to hear the moans. Like, do you want to go across that gate? Do you want to go into that forest? Because in that forest, there are moans, feel good. There's excitement. There are roller coasters, ups and downs. You'll learn things about yourself. You'll learn about yourself in ways that you never, but here's the trap. You're going to get caught up in that drug, and you'll never be able to have him. You can have him sometimes. Or you can just try to cover up your ears and accept that single guy that's boring, inexperienced, and doesn't know what he can do. He's just an average guy that's going to give you average things. So you just got to have to accept him.
Okay. Is there such thing as a guy being too mysterious?
Okay. He's not. Okay. There's no such thing as a guy being mysterious. What makes him mysterious is that you don't know him. See, mysterious comes from, the thing is, like you were telling me before about all those guys that are giving you mixed signals, that you give them mixed signals back. You already know what's going to happen. You already know the story. You know everything about him before he even opens his mouth. You know what the fuck he is. Well, what makes a man mysterious is that you cannot gauge what he is. Because as soon as you think you know him, you actually are just opening another door to levels of him. You're not really, you're never going to know him. But it's going to draw you in, because the more you start to learn him, the more you're going to start to learn about yourself. And the more you start to learn him, think about all the any insecurities you have. Think about, can you imagine the time where your insecurities goes away? But it only goes away when you're spending time with him. When you're with him, the insecurities go away. Time goes away. You feel like the only woman in the world. You feel good about it. And then when he's gone, you're missing that, because you're not going to get that from the average guy. But you're trying to come to a grip in your mind of, this guy ain't trying to force himself on me. He ain't even talking about fucking. But why do I want to fuck him? Wait a second. I should hold back. I've got to stop. We're playing games. We're not playing games. Listen. You're going to let yourself go when you're ready to let yourself go. I'm not going to force to let go. See, the average guy is going to try to – see, when the average guy – think about this. Think about these guys with average sex. These guys bug and pander you for sex, right? So what does that end up in? You're just laying on – you're looking at the wall and you're thinking, well, damn, am I out of salad dressing? Damn, you know what? I got my soap opera to watch. I need to do that. Or, you know what? I got to do this. And you're not even tied in with the guy. You're just there. You know, you're not even, you know, he's just, you know, and that's it, right? So,
yeah,
what I'm saying,
I don't even waste my time.
Yeah. Right. Don't
I'd
right,
rather suffer
but,
with my dildo.
Right, right, with your dildo, because you know your body very well. But what happens when you get with a man and you're tingling, you're wet, you're excited, you're counting down the days, the hours, you can't wait to see him. And then when you see him, you're ripping his shirt off, you're grabbing and choking him. Sometimes you might even smack him. I mean, you'd be like, take this. You know, you're so excited about it. You're talking shit back, or you're fucking him back. While he fucking you, you fucking back. You know what I mean? Take this, but you get this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's because you're in it, because there's no judgment. You get to be free and get to be what you are, like you are with your dildo. It's two totally different things. That's why I always tell guys that it's not. Don't try to fuck women, but get them to want to fuck you. Because when you want to fuck somebody, then you're in your different element, man. You're wow. You're crazy. You're like, let's move some furniture. Let's get this shit going. God damn, throw me that dick. I want you know, that's it. Give me that motherfucker. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want you to do. You see what I'm saying?
And I remember when you said you made that girl cry in the bathroom, so I had to do some research. And so they said it's basically because she had a powerful orgasm. So,
yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see how that feels. I want to see if it can actually make me cry.
No. The cry is not only from the orgasm, it's the connection. The cry comes from the – see, okay, think about it like this. with all the average guys, you're not connected with the most important organ. It's just sex. It's okay, okay. When you're masturbating with the dildo, why it's so good to you is because you get the fan, you get to choose the place, the time, the day, the if it's night, if it's day, if it's cold, if it's hot, if it's raining, if it's in the jungle, if it's in the classroom, you get to choose the story. And because you're emotionally connected with that story, the dildo connects, and it's a connection of one, body and mind. You're just giving them body. You're not giving them mind. But when you give them mind and body, that's going to trigger the tears of excitement, joy. Like it's going to make you, it's not tears of sadness. It's a tear of just knowing a new part of you. It's, you're going to well up in tears. Like you'll go in the bathroom where you because it's a connection. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm so connected with this person. I can't believe that, you know, we right. It's so deep. Cause remember you, it's like, you're going to be emotionally hooked on that because it's like, my God, I never thought I can go this deep with somebody. And Peaches, what if I told you you could cry over the phone and not even have the penetration yet? You can be on the phone with him and have the orgasm. It'd be so great. You could cry over that. You'll tear, not like boo-hoo, I'm gonna say, oh, but you're gonna well up with like, oh my God, I'm connected. I'm actually connected. Like it's gonna blow you away. But in that connection, you're gonna get hooked on that shit though, because that sets the bar and the standard. That sets the bar. So why you think we want to send you out to those other guys? Go fuck with them other guys. You'll come back because you know they're average. You don't want bologna. You know what a steak tastes like, Peaches. You know what a good steak tastes like. You want bologna all your life? Fuck no, you don't want no bologna. You see what I'm saying? So
exactly.
It's just a choice you have to make. It's not that, listen, find your happily ever after if you want to find it, but there's always going to be a part of you that feels that there's something missing. It's, you're just going to feel like it. You might not know what it is, but once you meet that guy, you know, I always tell guys that, you know, you watch, I tell them 9.5 weeks, Bridges of Madison County or Purple Rain. You watch any of those movies, you'll see the power of a man. Even 50 Shades of Grey is the same thing. It's just you'll finally meet somebody that can appreciate the body and not just fuck the body and move on. And that's the difference between a man and these boys out there. See, these motherfuckers that, and that's why I tell you, got to be careful of these motherfuckers that just talk about fucking. And you got to be careful about the ones that don't talk about it. It's got to be a happy medium in between where there is light flirtating, but he's not pushing an agenda. Because if he's pushing the agenda, that means everything he's doing is for the agenda. Does that make any sense? It's for the agenda.
Yeah. And can a man be put off?
Can he be what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Can a man be put off?
Can a man be put off from, like, a woman being awkward? Like, if she's just not saying she's uncomfortable with herself, but probably uncomfortable interacting, like, with a man? Not like she's scared of him or anything, but, you know, she's just a little awkward. Can a man sense that or?
No, right. But see, this is the beauty thing about a man. This is why I tell them to do the puzzles. See, I know it's awkward because it's going to be your first time actually letting go. It's going to be your first time expressing yourself. You see what I'm saying? It's going to be your first time. So it's going to be awkward, but through that, we're going to work together. This is the connection. I'm going to work with you. It's not going to be awkward at all because when you shy away and look down because maybe you got your hand over your breasts or you have your hand covering up between your legs because you're just, you know, you're just feeling awkward because all the guys you went with have always made you feel awkward. That's when he's going to stop, take his hand and go right under your chin and lift your fucking chin up and look you dead in your eyes and look at you and smile and tell you how sexy and beautiful you are. You know, that, as I'm telling you, Peaches, it's going to get real. This is where the tears come in at because he's accepting you for what the fuck you are beyond all the shit that you think you got to put on. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying he's going to accept you for what you are and be cool with it and not judge you because he's going to say, but the man wants you to rediscover or discover what you actually are at your core and love that part of you as he loves that part of you where he wants to enjoy you, but he wants you to enjoy yourself. He doesn't want you to have a roadblock or feel awkward or feel bad or anything like that. He wants to actually, okay, get you to connect with yourself first. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. That's a gem right there. That's a gem.
Right, say, hold on. Let me see what this dumb motherfucker is. Hold on. Don't chew me out. I'm serious. I'm learning. So basically, do you not recommend a relationship? Just see, dude, I don't care what you want to do optimal. If you want a relationship, then have one, motherfucker. I'm not here to okay, optimal, you're new here, so let me help you out, brother. I am not here to tell guys to have relationships, and I'm not here to tell guys not to. You must decide what it is you want to do for yourself. I'm not your fucking parent, and I'm not going to hold your fucking hand by telling you something. So if you want a relationship, then have it. I'm not recommending anything. And I'm not talking about anything casual fun. It's just you don't understand the depth of game where that even though women that want relationships will fuck guys like me on the side while they're looking for relationships because I'm filling in the fucking gaps that you can't fill in by sitting around asking her what she does for a living, what she's looking for, and what she's up to. That's all I'm saying. Listen, you cannot have me. You can rent and lease me, and I'm being honest with her. And I'm going to let her make the decision. I'm not going to lie to her. She makes a choice. But it's not about not recommending a relationship because optimal, you're not relationship worthy because you ain't even having a relationship with yourself, motherfucker. So why would I tell even a dumb motherfucker like you to have a relationship? You don't even know who the fuck you are as a man because you ain't even a goddamn man. So why would I tell you to have a relationship? I mean, my God, Peaches, I'm sorry. Please continue. I'm sorry, Peaches. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had to correct this motherfucker. Go ahead, Peaches. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, it's getting kind of hectic over here. But that was basically it because, you know, are you supposed to feel it? I don't know. Maybe because I grew up with strict parents or whatever, but I will be looking forward to that man who helped me come out of my comfort zone a little bit. I'm not awkward at all or ashamed to voice what I want. I'm sorry. I got to go. The police are here.
All right. Be safe. Be safe. Okay. I'll talk about what some of Peaches is bringing up. Let me go in. I got other calls. Hold on a second. Let me bring in these calls. I'm sorry, guys. Let me bring in area code. I'm going to leave 201s. I got two prank callers at the bottom, so we're going to have them wait. Okay, area code 832. Can I help you, sir? What's up? 832 going once, going twice. Goodbye. Area code 210-891. Can I help you, sir? What's up? 891, 210-891 going once, going twice. Goodbye. Area code 201-531, sir. Can I help you, sir? Going once, going twice. Goodbye. Okay. Well, I guess they have nothing to say. All right. So, okay, here we go, guys. So here's the thing. See, even Peaches is missed. She's missed it. She missed it. I would tell her, but I'm telling you guys, she missed the whole thing. And let me tell you what she missed. She said a guy to get her out of her comfort zone. And see, that's the mindset of the surface. a man ain't doing shit. I ain't trying. I don't understand. I'll be honest, y'all. I'm not trying to get her out of anything. I'm not trying. I'm not forcing it or trying. All I'm doing, gentlemen, is positioning myself to show her that she's allowed to let herself go and realize through baby steps, by letting herself go, that through the self-discovery of what she is, it's going to be a different thing. But I'm going to be there along the way, because when a woman discovers that all this fucking time she's been on the surface, all this time she's been living on the surface, we got to talk on this. It is a mental shift, because it's really a mind fuck, because she actually thought this is it. She actually thought this is all it's going to be. But I'm saying I'm not trying to get you to go beyond. Okay, remember, guys, let me show y'all the thing here. Give me a second, because I don't have the thing. Let me see if I can find it. Here we go. Remember, guys, like I was saying before, I am not trying to force her in. My job is to let her know being with me is going to allow her to okay, listen. I'm not destroying the body insecurity, the relationship insecurity, the age and weight insecurity, or that voice in her head that may tell her something that makes her feel bad. But through me, she is going to discover that with me, those things go away. And it's not me making them go away. It's that she is going outside of her comfort zone through my motherfucking ass. Y'all see how cold this shit is? I'm not trying to, I'm telling y'all, I'm not trying to change her or get her. That's why I was ashamed that she had to go, but I hope she listens to this. I'm not trying to get her out of her comfort zone. That's not my job. My job is to show her that she, everything we're doing is a process. It's a time process that she has to feel safe. She has to let her judgments and her belief. She's got to believe that, you know what? He's not pushing me, but why do I want to keep going forward with him? Because the more I talk to him, the more I lose track of time. The more I feel sexier when I talk to him. I hang up the phone and I'm smiling as if we're still on the phone. I may be at my job typing something, and I will stop and just pause and think about something he said that is going to make me feel good. I know, guys, I'm just showing you how deep this is. You know, if I'm feeling bad, I can just access him and press a button. He is just an anomaly. He's not only an anomaly, but I'm trying to understand him. He's not even forcing himself on me. He's not pushing up on me. He's not even, listen, I know he's sexual, but he's not pushing sex. Wait a second, Optimal, what did Optimal say? Jesus Christ. Wait, what is the question? I must have missed this question. Hold on, let me see. Optimal, if that's the question you asked, I already answered that question, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. Read what question? What the fuck are you talking? What question, sir? Dog, why don't you just call into the show and stop asking questions? It'd be better if you just talk. We got 35 minutes left. You can call and ask. I don't bite, man. But if you want to ask a question, call in. Because I don't understand your questions. What question? Read what question? What question am I missing? I think I answered your question. I think I answered your question. But this is the beauty of game, gentlemen. This is the beauty of it, man. See, the beauty of the creativity, man. The creativity. See, I am only allowing her to reach a part of her. You ready, guys? She didn't even know she had. She didn't even know she had a core that she can reach to see things that she has never. Remember, her mind has always said, this is your end. This is as far as you go. Just like with you guys, this is your end. This is as far as you can be, and you have got to accept that. And I'm saying that's not the end. With me, it's the beginning. And that in itself is a mind fuck because it will allow her to cultivate something in her mind. And that sex, she cultivates it. I don't push that. I don't tell you guys. That's what I keep telling y'all. Y'all have to be careful of these guys out here that's telling y'all all this bad information. Y'all got to be careful. 916, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? Oh, okay. You hung up the phone. All right. Well, keep going. Guys, if y'all want to call in, you got to get the numbers up. Y'all got it. If y'all want to ask a question, go ahead and put a Q in there, but I'm going to continue talking about what I was saying. You guys have never, this is the problem with guys that just tell you, like, let's just go fuck or beat around the bush. All that, if you think about it, is things outside of yourself. It's not who the fuck you are. Because you haven't even unlocked your mind. So you can't unlock hers if yours is not unlocked. What would it be like if you can unlock yourself? Not just yourself, your sexual self. Because once you unlock that and get to your core, you're going to have a unique way of thinking. You are no longer going to think like the surface dwellers. You're going to have a creative sexual intellect that is going to move the women to want to know more about your characteristics, your beliefs, how you think, how you move. They're going to want to be a part of everything you do because through you, you're going to be able to see it. Yeah, Peaches, I was just saying, yeah, get back on the phone. I want to tell you, Peaches, I was telling you something, but I was telling the guys something. If you want to call back, Peaches, you can. I was just explaining something. Oh, wait, you're back, Peaches. Hold on, Peaches. Let me bring in 713 real quick. 713, what's your question, brother?
Hey, what's going on, sir? How you doing?
I'm good. Well, how can I help you, brother? What's up?
Yes, sir. I got a quick question real quick. I'm messing with this girl. She's my other chick, my number two. So the thing was, she came to my house one day. Well, actually, so last week, I think I called her on Tuesday to hang out, but she was like, oh, she was coming back from Louisiana. Oh, I'm like, oh, cool. Just hit me back when you get back in town, whatever. So I think she didn't hit me up. I hit her up like, hey. The next day, like, hey, you good? What's going on? No. She actually texted me like, oh, she was asleep.
Why? Why are you bothering her? Are you bothering her?
Oh no, I'm not bothering her now.
What is your question? What is your question?
Okay, the question is, that Tuesday, right? So she had texted me. I didn't reply. I'm like, you know, fuck out of here. So she texted me
what?
On Thursday again. Like,
I'm the fuck out. Explain yourself. What happened? Go get to it now. What happened when you told her fuck out of here? What happened?
No. I didn't say that. I just didn't reply.
You just
so
said you
she texted
you,
me
and you didn't
and
reply.
She
like,
came
fuck
my house.
Out of here.
No. Listen. She came to my house.
Slow down. Stop. Hold on, Peaches.
Okay.
Slow down. Listen. Let's take this thing one step at a time. Come on, man. Don't waste my fucking time with this shit. She said,
no,
she texted you. She texted you and you didn't text her back because you were like, fuck out of here. Why did you say that?
No, I didn't say that. I just look at
you
it and
just said it. Wait, stop. Wait,
no,
listen to me.
I didn't text
when you,
her back.
Stop.
No, I didn't
time
text
out,
her back.
Come on, stop. Please stop. Listen.
Okay.
When you're talking to me, I'm taking you for your fucking word. Everything you say, I'm taking you for your word. So talk
yes,
to me
sir,
like
yes,
a
sir.
Goddamn adult and say what the fuck you mean. I can't read your fucking mind and understand what the fuck you're saying. She texted you, and what happened, man?
I didn't reply, and she texted me on Thursday, like, happy
Cinco
de Mayo. I didn't reply.
Why didn't you reply? Why didn't you reply?
No, I just feel like she was fucking around, like, trying to play, and she, you know, and I'm not going for that. Then she had come to my house
stop,
on Friday. Listen.
Stop. Will you please fucking stop? Fucking around with you how?
No, because, you know, she always, like, called me and texted me, you know.
Oh, Jesus, God. You in your fucking feelings, dog. You the bitch in this shit. Why are you acting like a fucking woman, dog?
No. Listen, I'm not acting like a woman.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you acting like what? You want me to lie or you want me to tell you the truth? Because all this shit, this bullshit you showing me is you weak as fuck. Why the fuck are you acting like a goddamn woman? Oh, what? Because she didn't text you? You want to act like a fucking female and don't respond back like a fucking bitch? Are you serious? Because you want to get back at her because she didn't text you and call you when you wanted her to? Are you fucking serious? You're kidding, right?
Well, I mean, I'm like, you know, she was playing. I don't, you know, she won't respond.
How do you know she was playing? What was she doing to play, sir? What was she doing to play?
Okay, I called her. That's what I'm saying.
And what happened when you called her? She didn't answer?
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain to you, sir. Like Tuesday.
Okay, stop. I don't need you more. Why do you give a fuck? Why are you in your fucking feelings over a number two? Why the fuck are you emotionally attached to a bitch you fucking on the side? Why are you in your feminine feelings, man?
That's true.
I know it's true. I'm asking
you.
I'm asking you why.
No,
because you, this is what you're saying. All right, I called her. She didn't call me. So I'm going to show her, so when she calls me, I'm going to ignore her like she ignored me, and I'm going to get her back. That's bitch shit, dog. Look, you call her, she doesn't call you, okay, cool, I'm calling the next motherfucker. I'm going to keep it pushing. She's doing shit. No, you got mad, you got in your feelings, and when she called you, you try to get some payback by ignoring her because you felt she ignored you because you was in your fucking feelings, dog. Just admit that shit, man.
Well, kind of, but I was giving her space too. You know, look, I'm not the type of person she was.
All right, let's get to your question.
Then
what is your question?
She came to my house and I seen her on my camera, my door, whatchamacallit. Well, my camera at the door. She came to my house last Friday. She hit the doorbell. I didn't answer. Well, my other girl was in the house, so I didn't answer. And she called me like twice, and she had left. Then I had got back to her on Sunday.
What is your question, man? I don't need to hear all this shit. What's your question?
My question is. Well, when she came to my house and stuff, so and I got back to her Sunday on my break, and I texted her like, "Hey, I was busy, this and that," but she's not getting back to me since Sunday.
Okay, and
my question is, should just charge her to the game, or just maybe call her, or you know? I think she's just mad. I know her, though. She's just probably mad because she really liked me, you know. She'd be, like,
why
there for everything.
Why are you the woman in this thing, dog? Why are you so fucking soft? Why? Why? Do you not understand what is your rule about a woman rolling up on your house? Tell me. Do you have a rule? Do you have a rule of a woman rolling up on your house? Do you have any rules? Do you?
Well, I didn't know she was going to come to my house, though.
Do you have a fucking rule on a woman rolling up at your place? Yes or no?
Yes. That's like not calling her, like...
What is that rule?
Like, texting her, like, hey, you can't come to my house like that without no permission.
What is the repercussion? Dude, come on, man. What is the repercussions if she breaks the rule, dog? That's what I'm asking. What is the repercussions?
Charge it to the game. Like, let her go.
So then why the fuck ain't you charging it to the game? Why are you calling me about this motherfucker then?
Okay,
no, I'm at. See, you can't even live by your own fucking standard, man. What a fucking shame.
No. See, I'm just, why I called her was, I think she's mad, that's what I'm saying.
I don't give a,
she's not responding no more.
Call her, please, shut the fuck up, please.
Yes, sir, I'm listening.
I just asked you, what is your rule on a woman showing up at your place unannounced? You said charge her to the game. So why are you calling me about someone you should have already charged to the game, sir?
Okay, the reason I was calling you was I felt like she was just mad.
All right, sir, let me go back to kindergarten. All right, no, I don't think you understand me. Let me slow it down. I don't think you understand me, okay? I know you can't. How old are you, dog?
23.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's slow it down, okay?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm learning. Please.
If you have a rule that says a woman cannot show up at my place, and if she shows up at my place, she's fired. That's the rule. This is the repercussion of said rule. Okay? Well, see that, guys? It connects. The rule is if anybody shows up at my place unannounced, after I told her, the repercussion is she's fired. Okay? So if that's your fucking rule, that you don't have no standards, unfortunately, then you should have fired her. You should have fired her. Not wondered her feelings and maybe she's upset and what should I do? She's fired because she disrespected the king. Hold on, Peaches, I got you. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir, it makes sense.
All right, I'm hanging up on your goofy ass. All right, Peaches, you there, girl? What's up, Peaches? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so let me get back to you.
I think with the previous caller, he really liked her. He ain't really trying to throw her away.
Man, he on some bitch shit. No, Peaches, this is what I was saying before you got off. So you were saying that you want the guy to help you to go to get past your comfort zone. You know what I mean?
Can only a man bring that out? I'm sorry to cut you off. But bring that out? Or?
No, a man is not supposed to do that. A man is not supposed to do that. See, No. You're not lacking. No. Listen. A man is only going to show you a freedom that you are allowed to go beyond what you have always thought was your end. Right now, you have a comfort zone or you have an end. Where you feel there, you know, there's parts of you that you want to express or whatever, even parts you don't even know about. So what the man's job is to show you that it's okay to take a step past what you think is your end. But you just got to trust that not only can you take that step, but you're not going to be alone in the process. I'll be right next to you on that shit. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm going to be ready every step of the way, but you have got to see it. See, I can't force you to see it. then that means I'm trying to manipulate you. I'm saying that once you see it and realize that with a man, you can go beyond that point. Whatever, you know, whatever your point is, you don't have to tell us, but I'm saying whatever your, you know what your point is, that whatever you feel that you cannot express to anybody, when you get with that man, he's going to push you to be able to feel free to express it, because once you express it, not only will it be acknowledged, but he's going to reinforce it and make you feel even better from expressing it, because he's going to show you that, see, it's not the end of you, it's the beginning of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so he's not going to force you. He's not going to force you. He wants you to do it on your own.
Okay, but what if you don't know, though? Like, so you're saying just, you know, fuck with dudes who are confident in themselves so you can basically feel confident around them to explore yourself more.
Yeah, because the only way you can see what you are is by through somebody that goes beyond the average thinking. See, remember, we're not talking surface. We're talking core. We're talking something that has more depth to it than the average surface. So at the core, I'm saying that I know me at my core, but you don't know you at your core. You see what I'm saying? And the way I think is not only unique, but it's also going to help you expand your understanding and your awareness of who the fuck you are. Think about this. Let's say your mind has you at a number 5, right? Let's say out of 10. He's got you at 5,
yeah.
But you think that 5 is actually a 10. Let's say your mind only goes to 5, right? So you're going to believe 5 is actually 10. But I'm going to show you it's actually 5. It's not 10. It's just 5. But every person you've been around has been reinforcing your 5. You see what I'm saying? Everybody around you has been reinforcing that this is as far as you go, because they can't go far themselves. So they're at like 1 or 2 versus your 5. That's why it's always boring. It's not fun. There's no excitement. It's just the same old guy. It's just a different height, size, or whatever, right? But with a man, he's saying that your 5 is a 5. But I'm not here to tell you it's a 5. I'm not here to show you it's a 5. I'm here to say that through me, as you are discovering what I am, you're going to learn things about yourself. So your 5 is, once you discover a 5 is a 5, there's going to be a part of you that's going to say, well, this is how I feel about, you know, something sexual, or this is, you know, something I want to discuss that I've never. Remember, it's not what you tell everybody, because you tell everybody at 5. Think about your, everything that everybody knows is probably at 4 or 5, right? You don't even really share your really you. I'm saying
I'm a closed off person when it comes to just trivial outside information. Not close to me, I'm not going to tell you anything.
Right. That's what I know. That's the beauty of it. I want you closed off. But I also want you to know that through me, you don't have to be closed off. I'm not going to force you to be closed off, but the more you laugh around me, the more you smile, the more you blush, the more things that I show you that are going to help you discover more parts of you. Because the first discovery is the discovery of why is he written space in my head? You see, you get off the phone with a man, you're going to go shopping, and then just out of the blue, you're just going to think about something that y'all talked about, and you're going to be cheesing. Like, everybody going to be looking at you, just going to be cheesing, because you're going to be like, whoa. And then you're going to start thinking about him. But not just thinking about him, you're going to also be thinking about yourself, because you're going to be like, damn, why is this guy on my mind? But it's not the why is he on my mind. It's why am I feeling what I feel when he's on my mind. And when I'm feeling when he's on my mind, hey, think about this. When you're, okay, do you have a piece of paper in front of you? Or a book or anything? What do you have in front of you?
I don't. I have an office. I have surveillance TVs. I don't have anything.
Okay, you don't have a notebook or anything around you?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you have a pen in front of you? You got a pen in front of you?
I can write it in my Google Notes if I
need to. No. Okay, wait. No. What do you have in front of you that you can put on your desk right now? Do you have anything you just place on your desk right now?
I don't know. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to try to show you something, but you got to see it yourself, so I can't show you. So you can't Google know this. There's nothing around that you can just put in front of you real quick. Anything around, like a spoon? Is there anything around, a cup or anything?
I have a remote control.
Okay, put it there. Go put that in front of you. Yeah, that'll work. Put that in front. Okay. All right. This is what I want you to do.
Okay, I got it.
All right. When I tell you to pick the remote control up, just say, I'm picking up the remote control. And I tell you to put it down, just say, I'm putting the remote control down. Okay? Ready? Pick up the remote control.
Uh-huh.
Pick up. All right. You got to tell me. No, you got to do it and tell me. Tell me the action.
I have it up.
Now put it down.
It's down.
Okay. Then do it one more time. Pick it up again.
I have it up.
And put it down one more time.
It's down.
Let me ask you this question. Did you think about anything else but picking that remote control up and down?
No, I was more curious than anything. No.
Right, but was that the only thought? You just paying attention and following instructions and doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nope, no other thought. Nothing.
Right. So what do you think that means when you're not feeling sexy? What do you think that means when you're feeling having a bad day or there's an insecurity or something that pops up? What happens, instead of lifting that remote control, you can find my fucking voice message or my fucking my video message and press that like you lifted up that remote control. And what if those feelings go the fuck away? Just like you won't think about anything else but whatever you press play on. What do you think is going to happen to you then?
I'm going to want to do it all the time.
There you go. You're going to want to do it all the time because I'm not necessarily taking it away. You're taking it. See what I'm saying? I'm not the one taking it away. You're going to take it away through me because just like you lifted that remote control up and put it down and up and down, you were laser focused on the behavior and the action versus any other thoughts. So you were just laser focused on one thing, one mind, one thought, one way, right? So
like pleasing you, like when does it become like if I lose a sense of myself just by doing what I want to please to please you?
Well,
like
you're going to lose yourself. The reason why you're going to lose yourself because you don't know, okay, you only know yourself at 5. So once you go to 6, you're going to lose 5. And once you go from 6 to 7, you're going to lose 6. And then when you go from 7 to 8, you're going to lose 7. So you're going to keep losing. I'm telling you, you're going to lose 5. You're going to lose 5 because I'm going to move you to 6. But I'm not necessarily going to move you to 6. Guess who's going to move themselves to 6? The one that lifted up the remote control. Lifted it up, and the one that put the remote control down is going to move from 5 to 6 on her own without me doing it. I'm not the one doing it. But through me, you're going to do it yourself and realize that you're going to get hooked on the addictive feeling of moving from 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8,
mm-hmm.
24 to 25,
oh, yeah.
25 to 26.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
Right. So remember infinite. See your end was 5, but I'm showing your 5 is just the end. I'm showing you I'm a beginning. I'm your beginning. I'm not your end. I'm your beginning. But you're going to discover it yourself. I'm not manipulating you. I'm not trying to get you to do anything. When you discover it, you're going to have more of a connection with me because we're going to be emotionally – see, that lifting the thing up, the remote control, that's an emotional connection. That's not the physical. So you're going to be connected with me on the right. We haven't even done – we ain't at the physical yet. We still in the emotional. I'm saying that I am going to be the cause and your fucking cure. I'm going to be the cause of your pain because you're going to miss me. You're going to get jealous. You're going to get insecure. You're going to go through a lot of things like a drug. But I'm also going to be the cause to make you feel better because as soon as you talk to me, all that shit going to go away. Because that's what we do.
That's the funny thing. I mean, but what do men do with this power, though? Like, the way I'm talking, I thought women had all the power, but it's like
you don't have that power. No, you have that power, but see, you forgot on Mount Olympus, we all live this on the same cloud. You men, women, advertisers, marketers, and then fucking red pill motherfuckers. We all live on the cloud together. We feed off all the surface dwellers. You got when you go down there, you have the power with the average guy. But you don't have that power with a man. But you will learn self-discovery with a man than you would with a surface dweller. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, the control you have with the average guy is what you're going to release with a man. Because when you're lifting up, when you're laser focused on that man and how he's making you feel, that feeling ups. But it depends on what the feeling is, because if the feeling is a smile, think about your own, you have a point system in your mind. You don't even realize you have a point system, but every woman is different. So let's say smile, laugh, blush. Okay, I'm gonna show you. Let's say smile, laugh, blush. Okay, you have a point system that you don't know. The more you do a certain thing, the more you are tuned into whoever it is. So maybe your point system may be laughing versus smiling and blushing. So the more you're around someone and they make you laugh more, you're going to feel more connected. It just depends on the emotion. Every woman has their own emotion that when it is being hit and it elevates whatever that emotion or feeling is, you're going to feel more connected to that person. So I'm saying – I don't know if it's a smile, if it's a laugh, it's a blush, but whatever it is, whatever that number is, when we hit that number is going to make you feel comfortable enough to then let yourself go and share more of yourself because you're feeling more connected through that feeling or emotion. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, because I don't like the... It's another way, like, I got to close myself off because if you show guys you're enjoying their company, they just automatically think they can fuck you. Like, if they make me laugh or something like that, it was like, me and me. Mm-hmm.
Right, no, wait. But what if you meet someone to make you laugh, just to make you laugh? And nothing else. There's nothing else. Just to make you laugh, to make you laugh, to make you smile, to make you smile. To make you blush, to make you blush. To make you laugh, to notice how cute you look when you laugh. To make you smile, to tell you how much you glow when you smile. To make you blush, to be able to tell you how cute you are when you're blushing. And there's nothing else behind that. It is just lifting up the remote control and putting it down.
I've never had that experience. Right. Most guys try to put on just so they can try to make me...
I know. That's what I keep trying to tell you. That's the difference. I'm doing it to recognize the action that you have. To listen, we're doing okay. The remote control that you lifted up and down. You know that was living in the moment. It's just a moment. And when you smile or you blush, and I recognize it, it's just us in that moment. Me recognizing something in you in that moment. That when you do it by yourself, when I'm not around, you'll be thinking about me because I'm not trying to do it to fuck you. I'm doing it to get you to see why you should fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're feeling what you're feeling to say, damn, I gotta fuck this guy is so different, so unique how he makes me feel. the even thought of him makes me, why am I tingling and why am I getting wet? I don't even know the motherfucker. I mean, why am I feeling this way? But you're going to go through that thing and wonder what's beyond that point. See, the average guy is not doing – see, like I was saying, Peaches, what even with the – like the Halloween game, because that's the thing we're getting close to. Even with the Halloween game, and I teach them in September, though, even with that, I know that you and 99% of these women have never experienced a man to take the time to give you a sexoween invitation to come to his house and show you a sexual story of the ghost that's haunting his house. I mean, think about that. Just that right there. Think about the depth of that right there. Who would even take the time to do that? Not these lazy motherfuckers. What are these lazy motherfuckers? Right, you know, these lazy motherfuckers just want to fuck you and roll on, right? The depth in the art paintings that I was talking about, the depth in the wine above my bed, all these things describe my creativity. Because, and I've been saying this since the Pussy Whip Show, what you see me outside the bedroom is the same thing you're going to see me inside the bedroom, and you don't even realize it. So when you see an average motherfucker, well, what do you do for a living? And when was your last boyfriend? And is it okay if we go Netflix and chill? You already know that that's the same motherfucker that's going to be like, can I put the tip in? Come on, girl, let me get it. Come on, let me just one time, girl, baby. Just one time. And you already know.
I don't even have to fuck him to know that.
Exactly. So what do you think happens when you run into the motherfucker that ain't trying to fuck you, but is showing you things about yourself that is fucking with you on the emotion, not the physical, that is showing you that you are more than what you think you are. And he can recognize those things. Like Peaches, like, I don't know if you heard, like old Jay called in, Jessica called in, and we did a role play thing, right? You remember? Remember Jessica talked about she had, remember she said she had the whipped cream and the strawberry, right?
Look at the average.
Shout
out to Jessica. Right. I got jealous when she
calls
you daddy, though. I'm not
going to
lie.
Right. Well, okay, but think about this. The average guy, what? The average guy forgets about the whipped cream and strawberry, knowing that's something she likes, right? But what do you think I had at my house when she came over? The strawberry and the whipped cream was right out there. You see what I'm saying? To let her know that not only did I pay attention to her, but I recognized that was something she liked, and I was able to incorporate that when she came over.
So why do people think like that's but it's supposed to be called simping, though? Like, I don't get this simping concept. Okay. I just think simping is when guys,
Right. I'll give you simping. Okay, this is the people get the wrong rules of simping. Simping and tricking. Only is simping and tricking when you place the woman above yourself. A guy that worships you. Right. Let me give you two things. A guy that worships you can say, damn, Peaches, you sexy. I can say, damn, Peaches, you sexy, and you're going to get two different perspectives. Because the one that's saying, damn, Peaches, you sexy, he ain't saying it because you fucking sexy. He's saying he think he can say that shit to get a piece of pussy of it. There's an alternative motive for that shit. I'm saying you're sexy because there was something you did that I found was sexy. And that's it. That's as far as it goes. It's as far as it goes. That's the difference. Because I'm not saying it for an ulterior motive. See, when the guy that worships you and says you're sexy, it's coming off like, hey, yeah, you're pretty sexy. It's not even coming off smooth.
It's like, yeah, because tell me something I don't know.
Right. It's coming off creepy, but let me show you the difference. The guy that worships you is gonna say, damn, Peaches, you're sexy. Okay? That's what he's gonna say. The man's gonna say, damn, Peaches, you sexy. And let me tell you why you're sexy, Peaches. Because, see, I remember you was always telling me blue was your favorite color and you felt really sexy in it. And then when I saw you wear that blue shirt or that blue dress or that blue whatever, that, not only did I see how comfortable you were in that dress, but I can see how relaxed you were in that dress. And that's why I found it sexy. See, that's the, see, it's different. See, I'm not saying, see, the sexy is not trying to get you to fuck me, but it's going to make you want to fuck me because I'm not, you don't hear motherfuckers talk to you that way. I'm breaking that shit down. I'm telling you why the sexy. They're just saying sexy because they think you want to hear that shit to get some side pussy. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying you're sexy because I'm realizing I'll give you an example. Okay, I always tell guys, like, you know, in the wintertime, I was always telling them, you know, sometimes you want to take down your – so hold on, Optimal. I'll answer that question in a second. Sometimes I tell them, Peaches, sometimes you want to take down your nude paintings to flow with the theme of the weather outside. So if it's snowing outside, I would take down a nude painting, and I would have a painting of a cabin in the woods with a frozen lake, and there's a land between the lake. When the woman comes over, I can describe what I love about that painting, because that allows me, when I'm with a woman, you know, when I'm with her, when I see this, I can see myself going to a secluded place where she can be free, you know, where we can be one with each other and enjoy each other, and we'll be comfortable with one another, where I would point, let me show the guys, because everybody, while I'm talking to you, Peaches, let me just show them what I'm talking about, just show you where I'm connecting all this shit. Let me see here. Hold on a second. Optimal, I'll answer your question one second. Hold on, Optimal. Let me see here. Hold on a second.
And while you're doing is there, I have a question about, like, can a woman do too much? Because, like, I don't want to bring him up or anything because we're on good terms, so it's not even nothing crazy. But can a woman do too much?
Too much,
like,
what do you mean,
as far as, like, having bath, like, having the bathwater running and ready, or having his clothes picked out, or shoes, everything set up. I used to do too much, and I was just trying to make it easier.
No, that's the appreciation we get from you, because you want to. You don't have to do it. You want to do it. It's a totally different thing. You want to do it because you know it's going to please me, because I'm already pleasing you on another level. So you're going to want to give me a back massage. You're going to want to cook. You're going to want to fold my clothes, wash my clothes, and do my dishes because of the way I'm making you feel. You're going to love it, and you're going to have a smile on your fucking face by doing it. All right, so let me hear some phone. I was just telling you. So for the guys to watch. So what I was saying is, in the wintertime, you take down some photos, put some winter ones up, and when the woman comes over, you can let her know that, you know what, this is a secluded place. What I love about it is it's collusion, because her and I can really connect with each other. But when I see this, I look at to the right, I can see that's the place where we can build a snowman together and describe, you know, building the snowman and getting into a snowball fight. I can look at the lake where we can skate together and not to care if we fall on our asses because we can't skate and be one. To where this guy was saying it to a woman, and the woman started so relaxed with him. She then, now this is the wintertime, she says, well, you know what? I don't know about the, you know, I'm not really a winter woman, but I remember when I was young, I used to always love to go paddle riding in the springtime, because it was just, to me, it was just something I love to do, and it's just something I would love to do, right? So this was in the wintertime. So what happened was, when spring came, Peaches, the guy pulls up. He tells her, he blindfolds her, says, I got a surprise for you. He walks her into the car. He gets her in the car. She's blindfolded. He drives her to that spot. She's still blindfolded. He holds her hand, walks her to the paddle boats, and takes her blindfold off, and she's fucking crying. She's fucking like holy fuck. I mean, because he listened and paid attention to something that was important to her, scribed it, and when the opportunity came, he was just showing her that I'm more than just a motherfucker that's trying to fuck you. I'm showing you the depth in which you are, that I'm listening and paying attention. And I know this means a lot to you, so I'd rather do something that is meaningful to you to show you that I'm just not here just to fuck you. Does that make any sense?
Last time I tried that, I got played. There's this one guy I was talking to, and I go kayaking a lot. I have, like, two kayaks or whatever. And this guy was like, oh, that sounds really interesting. I've never been kayaking before. And I said, okay. And then I was like, well, come over. And he was like, what? And I was like, I got a surprise. So I had, like, a picnic set up and a kayak, and everything was ready. And he was like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. No, no, you're doing too much. And I'm just like, oh, I thought you wanted to try something different. So it was a major fail. I was like, what is doing too much? What do guys mean when they say you're doing too much? Do that mean they're not ready?
No, Peaches Dweller. Let me tell you what a man would have said. A man would have been honest with you. I've never done that before, but you know what? I want you to show me that. Show me how to do it. And I will kayak my ass the best way I can to show you my appreciation, because I never leaned over and kissed a girl or woman kayaking. I never kayaked my little cake-ass kayak up to her and rubbed the side of her face, look her in her eyes, and tell her how sexy she looked in the kayak. So by all means, show me this, because I'd like to discover this. This is something I would like to do.
Put myself out there no more too much, because I go rock climbing, anytime I try to do that, maybe it's just with black men or whatever, but they always say I'm doing too much. That's why I asked you that question. What does it mean when they say you're doing too much?
It's not black men, it's weak males. It doesn't matter the color of the skin. These motherfuckers don't have no game. So you are intimidating because you like to rock climb and all the other shit. You know what? Then show me. Because you know what? Once we get done rock climbing, I can find a place where you and I can hide behind those rocks and we can get our fuck on while we rock climbing. I'm sure there's a place after we rock climb and get past some fucking goats where we can get around a corner and you can suck my dick while we rock climbing, so we can make it more memorable. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that that's what a man would. I'm saying that's what a man would say to you. I'm just saying that. Like Peaches, if you watch my when I work out, I was kayaking one day. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was looking like a fool, but I don't mind looking like a fool to show you that. Look, I'm not perfect. I don't know how to kayak, but I will learn. I'm willing to learn because it's important to you, and it's something that you want to share with me. So why would I knock you for something that's important to you?
That's my thing. I love to be in nature, but when you say that, the guys, they're not with it. And I'm like, is there something wrong with me? Am I square?
No, because they don't see the animalistic sex that y'all can fucking have in nature, in the woods and shit. In the fucking river, the river bank, the climbing. We could be climbing that thing.
I wish I could fuck in that situation. I'd be so down.
But that's what I'm trying to say, Peaches. Hold on a second. Wait, one more thing, Peaches. Stay right there, Peaches. Let me answer these quick questions real quick. I know you got. Hold on a second. Let me answer this thing. So basically, we start flirty and seducing talk. Then she trusts me. And it's comfortable, correct? No, it's not like that. You got to learn how to flirt, seduce, trust, and be comfortable with your fucking self first, man. I keep telling you, surface dwellers, in order for you to communicate right with a woman, you've got to be able to communicate to yourself, man. If you're doing that shit for a woman, you're just doing it to fuck on the side, dog. You ain't even being real with the woman. Next question. Any tips to getting women at a party? Yeah, when you walk in that motherfucker, talk to the first group of women you see. Why do men worry about what others have to say while approaching or getting women? And I also love what you're doing. Keep up the good work, brother. Well, I'm just saying, wait a second, Rax. Rax asked. Rax, hold on. Rax is a woman. I'm sorry, Rax. Oh, let me tell you how to get a woman at a party. Because as a lesbian, I'm sorry, Rax, I thought you were a guy, I didn't mean to be disrespectful with you. Hold on, Rax, Rax, one thing I do to all the women out there, I make sure that you are a woman. So, Rax, give me a second. I'm going to add you, because I like to give you women a wrench so you don't get so you don't get hassled by guys and everything. So let me get Rex. Oh, you're a guy. Oh, wait, why do you have a woman thing? Rex, you're a guy. Oh, well, never mind. Fuck, I thought you were a woman. Never mind. You're a guy. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. I thought that was a woman's picture. Is that a woman? Is that a guy that looks like a woman with the name Rax? Oh, dude, let me. Oh, I know this is a woman. All right, I'm gonna give you. Goddamn, I know you're a woman. Goddamn, please, guys, stop looking like fuck. Oh, Jesus God. You see that? I thought that was a woman, but it's a guy with a woman's picture in it. Dude, please, dude. Come on, man. Come on, Rax. Please, Rax. Rax, change your photo, man. See, I know, man. Anyway, get back to you. See, I'm sorry. We can get back to you now. Yeah, I thought Rax was a woman. I didn't know a man would have a woman's photo and call himself Rax. I'm sorry. Rax is – I'm sorry, Rax. I was about – damn, thank you for correcting me. Shit. But anyway, go ahead, Peaches. I got you. I'm here. So,
should I hide that side to myself? Because I'm a nature freak. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I go crabbing. I go camping, okay, and all that just to be – because it's a different type of relief when I'm out there. So should I hide that stuff until I come into contact with a real man or, like – I don't know, because it comes out. I don't
want to,
like, overwhelm. I don't
want to
overwhelm a man.
No, hold on, Rax. Wait. Hey, Rax, I answered your question, dog. I already answered your fucking question, dog. You just missed it. All right, so now getting to you and your nature. Okay, this is what I know. I know that on your surface, you love nature. So now what I must do, okay, I'm just saying, I'm showing you how this works. What I must do, if it's a man, okay, what I must do is the first thing I got to do is I got to scribe this shit. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm like, oh, well, shit, scribe. Hey, what I want to do is the next time we go camping, I want to make sure that I find places in the woods where we can fuck. I need to find a place where I can eat her pussy. I need to find a place where I can get her off while I'm looking for wood or fucking fish or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going camping with you, right? So I'm already planning what we're going to do. Matter of fact, what we're also going to do while we're driving towards the campsite, I know I'm going to have you suck my dick while we're driving there because I know you're excited about showing me sides of you in nature. I know while we're camping, while we're under the lights, I'm gonna be fucking you up on that tree. In the morning, I'll be eating that pussy over by the riverbank and shit. You know what I mean? And whether we then in the river, we'll be in the water and we'll play fight, water fight, all that. But then I'm gonna grab your ass in the river, you close to me, look you in the eye, tell you how sexy you look. In your element right now, loving that this is who you actually are, and I'm enjoying that you are sharing a part of yourself with me. I'm enjoying you allowing me to share that pretty pussy of yours, your body, your mind. So I'm thinking of ways to connect the camp and shit. I'm not going to tell you, well, no, I don't go camp. Now, I'll do camping, but I would let you know that, you know, look, If I hear a ch-ch-ch, you on your own. No. I'll tell you right now. Look, we cool, we good. But if I hear
I'm strapped up. I'm a hunter. I'm from the country. I'm strapped up. So you ain't got to worry about that if we do hear some shit like that.
Good luck. I wish you the best of your endeavors, because I'm gone. I'll be on the stage and be like, damn, where the pizza? I don't know. Last I recall, she was headed up river. She was headed towards Camp Crystal Lake. I don't know. I fucking got the fuck out of that bitch. I don't know. we good, but nah, motherfucker. Or if I hear that little crackle in the wood and shit, I'm like, don't ask me to investigate, because I'm not dying. It's, listen, I hear that crackle in the wood, I'm grabbing my motherfucking pistol. I'm grabbing my pistol, and I'm about to light a motherfucker up. I'll grab my light, my pistol, and I'll be like fucking Call of Duty up in this motherfucker. I'll be rolling around the woods and shit. I'll be in that motherfucker, but shit, man. Fuck that. I'm just like, I'm keeping it real. I'm out. I'm serious, man. If we in the boat, some little 12, wait, how old is Jason? Some little fucking 11-year-old kid with one eye and shit, be like, jump in the water, snatch you in the water. Look, I'm like, God damn. Let me just throw a raft out there and try to, Peaches, grab that raft. I got to get the fuck out. I know we're gonna be okay. I'm just letting you know I'm good. I'll do the nature shit and climb the walls and kayak and all that shit. But I swear to you, if we in that water and you know I watch too many piranha movies, too many crocodile movies, shark movies. I'm off. I watch too much Discovery. I watch too much shit. But nah,
Is that why they say I'm doing too much? Because it's like out of the element type of thing? Because that's what I really want to do. They would say, movies or out to dinner. I'm like, no, let's have a picnic in the woods or something like that. I have the tent. I have the kayak. I know how to make a fire and everything. So am I, putting too much on the guy? Like, do they feel emasculated because I know how to survive in the wilderness? Is it that type of thing?
See, I'm a big ass kid. So what I love watching Discovery Channel shit like that. I love those shows like with Bear. You remember Bear that goes like they drop that motherfucker off in the middle of nowhere and shit, and he eating bugs and I watch that.
Yeah,
I love all that shit, right? So I'm cool with you on that shit. I love that shit. I'm just saying that that's why I would say drive you to the countryside when it rains so I can eat your pussy and fuck you in the rain in the middle of nowhere. Like they're doing those fucking TV shows and shit. But hold on a second. Hey, Rax, let me tell Rax. Rax, you're the gay best friend, dog. If she's talking to you about another guy, you ain't getting no pussy, dog. You're a gay best friend, dude. Just want to let you know. But no, I'm just saying, Peach, that's what a guy does. You see what I'm saying? That's what a guy does. He's not okay. I don't want to be closed off and say we got to do stuff my way. I'm trying to see. I want to see you at what you love to do. To learn you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's just my mental. That's how my mentality works. I got to learn you. I got to see how you move. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But because, so I don't know. It puts guys in a position that emasculates them. So I'm like, should I hide that part of myself?
Are you talking about guys or are we talking about males?
Yeah.
See, you can't. Well, the problem is you're trying to call these guys men, and they're not guys. They're just mommy. That's what they are. They're like mommy and shit. So I'm just saying, what you want to do is make sure that you get with somebody that can take what you are and elevate you. Versus somebody that wants to stop you. I see, that's what I'm saying. Even at your five, okay, let's say the woods are your five, right? That's you in your element, right?
Totally. So me
smashing you in the woods and shit, you be bird watching, I'm hitting it from the back and you just gotta hold the binocular, whatever the fuck we doing out in the woods, I'm taking that five and moving to a six. So then you're going to see that six and stop that five, and you're going to be at that six. While the average guy is going to be at two. Yeah. So, I mean, that's how.
If ever, I've been trying to, make up the scenario. I know I like the security. I know my sexual fantasy is, the security type of thing. But if somebody is willing to go out with me in the wilderness and, do that,
You have no idea.
No idea.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's how it should be. this is why guys like us get so much pussy, because I want you to be what you are to who you actually are. I don't want to change you, but I don't want to shame you in what you are by saying, I don't want to do that shit. That's stupid. Why we run in the woods and all that other shit? Nah, man, you know what? While we're walking the woods,
yeah,
I can tell you
like,
stories.
Let's just get a hotel. We got to do all that. And I'm just like, okay, I'm done.
No. I would tell you stories when I was small. We used to go through the nature trails, and we used to play in the snow, and we used to swing on the ropes. And I mean, I can tell you my stories of what I used to do in nature and stuff. But the one thing I didn't do when I was a kid in nature that I'm about to do now, while I'm unbuckling your pants, I'm about to fuck the shit out of you. I'm about to fuck the shit out of you while they're out there. And the little deers are running by like, damn, they about to fuck over there. Hey, squirrel, he about to get that ass. The squirrel's like, and, you know, sometimes he about, yeah, he about to get that pussy, Mr. Frog. And that Mr. Frog is like, ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. To Mr. Fish, he's like, Fish like, you know, underwater shit. They all know we about to fuck. That's what I'm saying, man.
Animals know. They definitely know. Yeah, they know.
Yeah, because I'm an animal my goddamn self. Man. I'm saying, man, I will be in the woods with you. I'm just saying that you just know that if I hear that noise, we good. We just got that. As long as you understand that, we good.
Men understand that the wilderness shit. What I mean,
well, that brings out your neck. That brings your nature out. I mean, that see, a lot of guys are so busy fucking in the bed, they just don't. They just bypass the bathroom, the bed. I mean, the kitchen, the living room, the dining room, the alleyway, the movie theater, the elevators. Like you say, wilderness, man. I mean, being one with nature and fucking in nature, man. It's like, dude.
I'm be out there by myself. I just get so horny. I'm like, I wish I had like somebody to share this shit with me. You know, when you got a blue heron come up to you right next to the riverside, like it's part of nature. People don't ever see that, and it's a different type of excitement. And I just wish I have time to share.
Air, sand, water. That's what I'm saying. Air, sand, water. You need somebody that can let you be you. But I don't. My job is not letting you be you. I want you. Okay, peep game. Your you is at your five, right? All right, listen to me. Your you is at your five, right? You're one with nature. You love nature and all that stuff, right?
No, that's my 10.
No, but I'm saying it's your – okay, your 5 is your 10, basically. Because with the average guy, they just see it as a 5. I'm saying I know it's your 10. But what I'm saying is I'm going to make that 10 an 11. We're not – see, your 10 is your edge. I'm saying that we're going to take that – we're going to go from 10 to 11 because of the sexual experiences that we're going to have – without you having to ask. You're going to find it. See, by me, because, again, I will look. I will ask questions. I want to see you getting down with your Girl Scout and lighting that fucking fire up and all that shit. Or maybe taking your fucking wood jack and throwing that bitch in the river and snagging a fish and whatever the fuck you do,
so
right?
I will catch a fish. I will fillet it and skin it and clean it.
Let me ask a question. Yeah. What do you think you're going to do when you throw that? Okay, all right, let's say I'm brushing my teeth, righty? I'm brushing my teeth. And I know we're going to go into the wilderness thing, right? So I'm brushing my teeth and everything, and then I'm saying
it. Naked the whole time.
Let me do this. God damn it. I got to scribe this shit. I'm brushing my teeth. So I'm like, scribe. All right, scribe. Peep this. When she throws that motherfucking fish, that fishing rod, and throws that shit in the water, and goes in the water, and she begins to get a fish, that's when I'm going to get behind her and slowly kiss her right in the back of her ear with my lips. I'm going to start taking my other hand and pinch her breasts. And then my other hand, what I want to do is I'm going to play with her pussy and make her come while she's fishing. Like, not when you're fishing. When you're reeling, when you as soon as you catch the fish, not while you're doing it. I want it when you catch the fish, because when you catch that goddamn fish, you got the thing is you got to concentrate on the right. You got to concentrate on the fish. I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's the move. What I'm saying is I want to take all of your experiences and I want to up the ante to push from a 10 to an 11. See what I'm saying? I want to be the 11 when it comes to that adventure, because I'm going to set the fucking bar. So what happens when you get pissed off at me, jealous, and you get sick of this shit, and you want to go away? Who the fuck you think I'm going to be thinking about when you out in that wilderness and shit? When you throw that, hey, as soon as you throw that rod in there, you'll start warming up a little bit. But once you catch that fucking fish, it could be a tear rolling down your eye, because you're going to be waiting for that other guy to touch you. You're going to be like, oh, gee, man, can we get out of here? This is terrible. You'll be like, you're gonna have that moment. You're gonna be thinking, you're gonna be going, remember this, like, I remember Steve got up behind my ass and he made me come. I mean, he just,
No, that's kind of fucked.
I'm telling you the good and the bad. You're gonna enjoy the experience, but when I'm not around, you're not gonna get the same experience. Because as soon as you like, damn, is he gonna come over and touch me? Is he just going to sit there and watch me?
You're going to take my joy with that.
Wait. You forgot. I'm conquering. I got a conquering mentality. I told you, I don't want you to like me. I don't want you to be my friend. I don't want you to love me. That's going to happen. I don't want you to be attracted to me. That's going to be happening. I want to be a habit and an addiction. That is what the fuck I want.
Make you dependent. Is that a good thing? To make a woman dependent? Well, what kind of crazy?
Well, that's what I want. I told you, I want it all. I am Thanos, fucking Dark Side, General Zod. I want it all. I want it all. I want to conquer, and I'm conquering from the inside. That's all. I'm conquering, man. That's all I want to do.
That's greedy.
Yeah, but you know, but here's the thing, Russ, and you noticed it. See right there. See, you and I are talking, right? And you notice you're trying to pick my brain. And I'm just talking to you. But yet through our conversation.
Yeah, I'm trying to mindful, definitely.
Right. But through our conversation, what are you doing? You're smiling ear to ear. You're laughing. You're like, damn.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm fucking cheesing right now.
You're cheesing ear to ear. So you know as soon as you get off that fucking, off this show and shit, you're going to be like, damn, that motherfucker actually said, he gonna take his dick out while we rock climbing and try to swing.
No, I'm still
swing like Tarzan and try to put his dick in my mouth and shit. Like, dude, this motherfucker is crazy. But you know what you're gonna do then? Then what you're gonna do? See, now look. Now see the real guy, you know what he'll do? Wait, you ready? You know what he'll do? Let me show you. You wanna know what he'll do? You want to know what he'll do?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
You got to tell me. Okay, I'm going to show you what the real guy do. Hold on a second. All right. I'm about to show you right now. I'm about to show you what a real guy do. Let me see here.
I can't see anything.
You don't have to see. It's not about see. See, you got it all wrong. I don't need, remember, flavor in what? Your eyes are in your ears, right? So All you got to do is hit this button right here. And turn up the volume right here. And then over top of the word, you see all the noises and shit? You hear the birds, the nature? Hear it?
Mm-hmm.
You hear it? Right. So when you start to masturbate, he'll take nature and he will say, okay, well, you know what? Right now, while you touching yourself or you're playing with yourself right now in nature, I want you to close your eyes and imagine you're out there. Can you, you know, feel the wind on your body? You can hear the trees brushing. And you can see me right next to you while you begin to play with your pussy. But I'm just saying that a real motherfucker was going to send you a masturbation audio to nature. So when you masturbate, you're masturbating to him and nature. See, you remember, see, you thought it was through the eyes. I don't have to get you through the eyes. I'll get you through the ear. There's many ways we attack this shit. But what I'm saying is, is that I'm a use nature to just do the sound. See, I'm saying while you're masturbating, because you love nature, and I know you love nature, so I can tie in nature with it. You hear the birds, you hear the river, and I can say, you know what, you can listen. If you take a moment and listen to the river as it flows, it's the same flow of wetness that's happening right now between your legs. Relax. Just like the river, let the release go. You see what I'm saying? You see how I would.
You're not supposed to know all that.
I'm gonna use all that shit, right? And remember, this is why you at your house. And I'm saying, why are we talking about the birds? I want to lift you higher up, okay? And when I want to lift you higher up, then I want you to arch your hips up off the bed, arch it up a little bit for me, because that's what I would do right now. If we were in the middle of the forest, I'd force you to arch that ass up, because I don't want the leaves or the sticks to hurt you. So arch that ass up a little bit. You see what I'm saying? No, I'm just giving you an example. No, I'll stop. What I'm just saying. But you see what I'm saying?
No, now you're trying to get into my head. You're trying to get into my head.
I'm already in your. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's already. Oh, see, when you mess with a real one, it's already over. Even if it's the ocean. Shout out to Z. Shout out to Z in the house. What I'm saying is that the man that is smart is going to connect with you because he's not judging you. See, your worry is, let me
tell
you why you're
using. That's not using. That's a man not judging me. Yeah.
No, right. Wait. Think about it. your judgment is you're holding yourself back from your authentic you, because every time you try to show a new side of you, you keep getting knocked the fuck down, pushed over, and pushed aside. So you have then bottled that self up, knowing like you're a soda. You shake that soda up, it's gonna blow, right? So I'm saying, if you're with a guy, I want you to release that tension. I want you to know that with a man, he's going to say, be you. I want you to be your authentic you, because the only way I can get you to your core is for you to actually be you.
Well, what if it's weird, though? That's my main thing. Well, is this going to be weird?
No, it's going to be weird, because when you move from 10 to 11, you're in unfamiliar territory. Remember, at your 10 or your 5, you're used to that area because that's your comfort zone. That's as far as you go. Remember, you're to your edge. So you know you. But I'm saying the man is going to push you past to unfamiliar territory. So that means you'll expand the comfort zone. You're not just going to be in the same spot. You're going to expand it, but you're only going to expand it through him. You're not going to expand it through anybody else. Yeah, that's the bad news. That's why you got to be careful about a man. These motherfuckers are really attentive. Yeah, they're really attentive. You're really better off with a surface dweller, because he'll just be average. Your life will be average. You'll be able to control.
Well, I've been chosen that side of me, because, like I said, when I try, they say I'm doing too much. So I've been closed off that side of me. So.
But do you want it? But do you want to be fishing and crying and shit?
When you said I'm catching a fish, and then you start whispering in my ear and pull out your dick or whatever.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
You want to gut that fish? And while you gutting that fish, he right between your legs, eating you out. See if you gut that fish without concentrating. I'm just saying. So guys, master the bedroom right here. Everything you doing, I'm going to be doing something to you. Everything. You like letting that fire? Let me light that fire. Let me show you that other fire we're gonna light up. That's all I'm saying. You see what I'm saying?
Nah, you're taking advantage. You're taking advantage when you do stuff like
that. No. I'm not taking advantage of you. I'm just allowing you to be free. But, hey, listen, you don't have to be with a man. You can be with average. That's what I'm telling you. Be with average. I told you there are two choices. You can be with a man and go beyond you ever your every wildest dreams, but you're going to be hooked on that dick. You're always going to be hooked. That's why it's always a candle in the window. Or you can just be average. Hey, just be like all the women out there. Just average guys. Just wake up with Kittles, your cat, you know, watch a Lifetime channel, drink a little wine. For you, watch a little nature shows and shit like that. You know what I mean? Dude, if you got a question, send me. I'm not gonna put the lines up because you're gonna call me. So send me your number at themanmindset@gmail.com and I'll call you. Send me your number and I'll call you, because if you got a question, I'll call you. Because what I don't like about you guys, we wrapping shit up. You want to sit around and ask a question. So send me your email, that number, and I'll call you real quick because I'm about to wrap it up. We did 5 hours. We got a show at about like 10 hours, so I got to get ready for the show in the morning. But we'll talk for another 14 minutes piece. We'll round it off to 5 hours. But, yeah, hey, caller, you send me your number to there, and I'll call you. Let me know what you're –
Steve, you're already fucking it up. You're already fucking it up because my mind is already, like, adding to it. So –
I'm gonna tell you what's so fucked up.
Come to Sandville because we have a lot of rivers and stuff
I'm gonna tell you what's fucked up. You know what's so fucked up? The next time you masturbate, you're gonna be thinking about that shit. That's what's fucked up. That's so fucked up.
That's not fair. I don't like that. I don't like being told no or I got to wait or anything like that. I don't like that shit.
What are you saying? This ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just saying. I was just getting up.
But
all
it's
I'm
like,
doing is,
I mean, like, how am I ever going to go? I just told you what I wanted, and it's immediately like, you kind of understand me. So, like, how am I going to find, like I said, I done tried around guys like here, around here. I done moved from Tallahassee, Florida to Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I told you, I got stood up by this guy one time. I told him, you know, the surprise I had for him. And it's just like, how can you automatically get me what the fuck I want? How am I going to fucking, like, what does this leave me?
I'm telling you, this is why I try to tell the guys why we bad motherfuckers. I don't need to fuck you to fuck you. I'm good. I am pure, unadulterated sex and pleasure. That's what I am. That's what I created. And all you got to do is just enjoy the ride if you're lucky enough to find a fucking man. That's all I'm saying. Because when you find one, you're fucked. I mean, fucked, really. Fucked. I mean, really. Really, to a point where you will fall. Listen, you know how scary it is to fall in love with somebody and ain't even touch him yet? I mean, just hearing his voice, Jesus Christ, you're in trouble. That's what I'm just saying. So you got to stay away from the men. Stay away from men.
Are you an Aquarius?
No, fuck. You know I'm a guy. I'm a Leo. You don't wait. Are you serious? Like an Aquarius?
No, I'm not serious.
Leo. Yeah, I'm a motherfucking Leo. Shit, you should know that. You don't, man. Have you heard me? I'm motherfucking Leo, goddammit. Yes, exactly. You telling me. But no, I'm just saying that when you find a man, because I'm not the only one, they're men, like you say, every Sunday morning you see men. Every Sunday you see men. So I'm just one of men. There's a few of us out there, but we can't fuck them all. But look, just listen. You'll find the average guy. And you train him, and when you're fishing, you say, look, when I throw this rod out here, you come over behind me and start kissing me on my neck. You got to train the motherfucker because he doesn't know any better.
I don't like that concept that I got to train somebody because it feels juvenile. So I don't like that concept.
Well, I'm not the bad guy. I'm just being honest. Hold on. Let's call this guy real quick while we're on the phone because he has a question, so let's bring him in. Hold on a second. Let's bring him in. Okay. Let's see what he's got to say real quick. Yes, sir. How can we help you, man? What's up?
Hello?
Oh, it's a woman. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a guy. Did you have a question? How can we help you?
No, I'm sorry. No questions.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you had a question. Oh wait, are you the guy that asked? Wait. So you're not the guy that. Oh, I thought you. I told the guy to call in. I'm sorry. Did you have no? Oh, so you didn't have a question or anything?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. The more the merrier. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were in the chat room. I'm sorry. I would have gave you a wrench. What was your question? How can I help you? What's up?
Are you married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Thank you. Wait a second. Wait, don't worry about me, but there are other guys out there that have women that are married in relationships. You just got to choose if you want to be with a married man, a guy with a relationship or whatever, but you don't want to be with a single guy.
Wouldn't that
you don't
be disrespectful to try to fuck with a guy that's married, though?
But what,
I don't
want to
be disrespectful.
But what if you were with a married man whose wife is into that? But you don't know the situation. There you find out about that guy. I'm just saying, you never know. Remember, there are things you know, there are things you don't know, then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know, right? So
I wouldn't mind. I appreciate women's beauty. I wouldn't mind, but I just always, like, once you say you're married, okay, I cut it off from then there.
Then, hey, and that's what I'm saying. Whether he's married or in a relationship, you've got to make the choice. That's the beautiful thing about the game. You got to make the choice.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so what state are you in?
Oh, I'm in Texas. From Maryland, from the DMV. From the DMV, baby. But I'm in Maryland right now. I mean, I'm from Maryland in Texas. From Maryland in Texas.
Okay. I'm from Mississippi. I'm in Georgia.
Oh, well, you're from MIN. You know what we used to say back in the day? Guys, I just watch game right here. See, I can talk to her. See, when I was a kid, we always say, when we met people from Mississippi, you're from M-I-S-S. Wait, is it M-I humpback hump? Wait, what the fuck? How do we say that shit? M-I.
No, look at you, baby. I got you. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P in your eye.
See that? Hey, guys, y'all see that right there? You see that right there, Peach? I'm just saying, she already laughing right now.
I like to call her. She
sounds cute. She already laughed. Well, hold on. Wait a second. But also what I love about women in Mississippi is that, boy, y'all got these ways of doing things. I don't know, was it The Heat in the Night? What show did I watch came out of Mississippi? Wait. Mayberry was in fucking North Carolina. What was that show in Mississippi? No, Dukes of Hazzard. They went in there. Dukes of Hazzard was in Florida, I think. I don't know, but nothing like Mississippi girls, man, because y'all got that country twang to you. Y'all, watch it. You know, I can be like, hey, girl, I'm from Mississippi. I can change my voice too. I can change my voice, girl. We go get to Mississippi, and you and I can go out in them woods in those backdrops, girl. See that? And look, she's smiling ear for ear. Look at you smiling. Hey, because you know the men in Mississippi.
It's irrelevant, but I used to live in Bristol, Tennessee, and I don't mind. I don't think I'm gay, but I don't mind other women. So what does that make me?
Well, that makes you like Elvis Presley. I'm sorry, I use Elvis. I'm sorry, man. My mind just goes. I'm just saying. So we got one from Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, or humpback. I'm sure it was like humpback. I knew it was a humpback in there. I'm telling y'all. I used to date someone from Mississippi, so I remember. What the fuck did I say? But see, this is like, I was in high school and she was in college, so I forgot what it was. Am I humpback? I forgot what it was, but I know there was some humpbacks in that motherfucking shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I know about you, Mississippi girl. I know about you, Mississippi girls. Know about you, Alabama girl. You Tennessee girls. No cackalacky. How they call it? No cackalacky. I know about all that shit. I know about all that shit, girl. And I tell you what, I take my name like right now. See, I talk right now. I talk you this way, girl. Now you know when I get down Mississippi. I get on down Mississippi, good old Mississippi girl. And I just want to see that, man.
Okay.
Like, hey, what is your favorite dessert that you eat in Mississippi? What you like to eat in Mississippi? Is there a dessert there that you love to eat in Mississippi?
Sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie. Oh, shit. Oh, girl. Girl. See that? You know, I would need to eat some sweet potato pie to eat your sweet potato pie. y'all, this is easy, guys. See how easy this is? You just want to have fun. Make them laugh. Make them smile. Because guess what? When she eat that sweet potato pie, she be like, God damn, I remember that little short motherfucker was talking about that sweet potato pie. But he wasn't talking about my sweet potato pie, girl. He was talking about that sweet potato pie between my leg, girl. Yeah, he talking about
that. You got to have a thick dick.
It makes what?
Nothing. Sorry. Nothing.
No. Oh no. You mean what I would do? Like take that sweet potato pie and smear it on a dick and tell her go ahead and eat this. Hey, even put some little whipped cream on. Hey, I even put a cherry on top. There you go. I'll be like Mississippi. Like you like that sweet potato pie, girl? Come get this sweet potato pie, girl. I'll take that crust, put it between your legs, and eat that crust off you, girl. You come get some of this. Go ahead and lick that sweet potato pie, girl. Me and my baby going to go downtown and fool her around. Me and my baby, I'll say, she got her cracking the fuck up. She's like, God damn. She's like, ah, damn, Cootie don't even talk this way. Shit. I don't know about them Southern boys, but boy, that boy up north there. Shit. Come on, guys. This is what I'm saying. The sweet potato pie is sweet. But you know what the sweet potato pie tastes better on? If you laid on your back naked and took the potato pie and started on, put a little dap on your neck, a dap on your breast, a dap on your stomach, a dap between your legs, a dap under your knee, and then put some whipped cream and just let my mouth be the spoon and just eat that shit up. Just take my time, eat it up. You'll never see sweet potato pie again. You'll never. I don't know if you'll ever have it again. You'll be like, she's like, well, you girl be like, why are you crying? No, see, I'm just saying, girl, y'all didn't see that little short motherfucker what he did. I told that little motherfucker I like sweet potato pie, and that motherfucker put pie on my body, girl. All the way he poured that pie on my ass, and he smacked my ass and shit, girl. Oh, my God. God, I'll never see sweet potato pie again. And the other one be like, yeah, girl, I know. I can never go fishing again.
Sweet potato pie.
Yeah. I'm going to do some Huck Finn. I'll get on that goddamn raft and go down that Mississippi River. Sure goddamn will. Don't think I won't. Be like, hey, what's up, Mississippi? Let's get on that river. Get on that river. I'm just saying, this is how beautiful it is when you talk to women and you learn and you get them laughing and talking to them without, well, and check this one out, Mississippi. Well, hi, Mississippi. When was your last boyfriend? What do you like to do for a living? And what are you looking for in a guy? You know, you probably hang the fucking phone up on me. You like this bitch? This motherfucker?
What?
Come on, Mississippi. You know how it is. I know you're tired of those guys telling you all that stuff. Asking you all them boring ass questions and shit.
Well, no, I never had nobody to come with me all proper like that.
Well, Mississippi, come on, Mississippi. I'm just saying, girl. I'm saying, look, Mississippi.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Cause I'm not necessarily gonna change. See, this is the voice. I would use this as like a role play. Cause I'd be like, come on, if you want to farm, let's play farm or something this shit. Let's you and I drive to the countryside at night. We won't go cow tipping. God damn it, I'll tip that ass or hit it from the back. I'll hit it. Just hold on. Hold on to Bessie, girl, because I want some of that Mississippi. I want some of that Mississippi pie, girl. I'm just saying. You see what I'm saying? I didn't want some of that Mississippi pie, because I tell you what, I heard that pie taste better in Mississippi than do up north. See what I'm saying? I would do that. That'd just be a thing, so you know. But I'm just saying that's what you get from men. They love to talk to you. They love to make you smile. They love to make you blush. But they want to know. What? I'm just saying through the conversations, this is the beauty of game where you don't have to ask boring questions. I mean, everything should be, y'all should have a story for everything. As man. Mississippi. Yeah, she was a pretty one, man. She was a thick one, man. She was thicky. She was a thicky, thicky one. Yeah, ladies, I was a little lad in high school. A lad. Ah, yes. And she had that country. She just had that country accent. Man, guys, I don't know if y'all listen. There's nothing like hearing a country woman come. It just sounds so cool.
What?
Now, she'll go, you don't do that, but just hearing her, like, because of the accent, you know what I mean? It's like, it's so country, like, damn, you going to eat this pussy? I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's just, yeah, it's country. Yes, it's country thick. Yes. Yeah, thick like bacon. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Shout out to Mississippi. Shout out Mississippi up in the house.
All right.
Look at that. She's smiling from ear to ear. She's like, I'm ear to ear. This young fella. Yeah, this young fella. Well, I'm an old man. Yeah. I'm not a dirty old man. I'm just
you
want
to talk about it?
Yeah, I'm talking about it. I'm look here, sonny. I'm good 50 years old. Back in my day, I had to go up school. Both ways.
Can you even handle two women, Steve? Can you even handle that?
Why do you think I ride my motherfucking bike? You think I ride my bike for cardio? I keep telling guys, cardio is important. Look, cardio and chew a lot of gum to make sure your jaw muscles don't get tired of shit. It's all about cardio.
I don't think Steve down for it, girl.
Oh, my
God. We're going to tag team.
Hell, they see that.
We don't have to, girl.
I got sweet potato over here, and I got fishing over here, man.
We're going to have to tag team his ass.
Yeah. Hey. I'll be like, yeah, I can last, motherfucker. Then it'd be like 1 minute later, and I'm sleeping and shit, my thumb in my mouth.
I don't think so. That's so disappointing when a dude be talking all that shit, and then he only lasts like 2 minutes.
That's
the word.
This is going left. This is going left. You ladies are burning my virgin ears. My virgin ears are bleeding right now. I've got one from Mississippi talking that shit, and then I got one from up there in Kakalaki talking about fishing. One sweet potato pie, one fish. My Lord. And it's old.
I'm not gay or nothing, but I will team up against a sexy female to, like, handle that dick if you can back it up, though.
Oh, y'all would get gay. Wow, that is an easy break. That's an easy break. I can break that shit.
You ain't going to be able to take it.
As a lesbian,
You can't take shit at that point.
As a lesbian, I got this. I got this, but here's the good news, ladies. I'm showing guys how to be this way. I'm showing guys how to get game. So guess
what? I will.
Yeah, I got it. I got the guys. I'm showing them how to do this. So this is the good news. I'm showing the guys how to be freaks. Freak. So the next time you eat pumpkin pie in Mississippi, you had that guy. He had pumpkin pie all on his face and stuff. He's eating it, just rubbing that face all up in that shit. He was like, God damn, I'll never eat sweet potato pie like this again.
We're going to rub it in real good.
Yeah, you goddamn right.
People are talking to
you. Yeah, that's y'all, man, look at, see, she came in there from Mississippi. Look at, she let her hair down and shit. Oh, my God. Thank you, Mississippi. I appreciate you, girl. God damn. Now, ladies, now look, yeah, it's 12. Hey, I got a show we got a show in 11 hours. So we did 5 hours here. So, yeah, we had a guy say you're going to call in, but guess what? We had a woman call in. Missy, I appreciate you calling in. And if you say hello in the chat, I'll be happy to give you a wrench if you like, because I give all the women the wrenches because I don't want y'all to be bothered. So if you want to just say hello, just pop in a hello or something and let me know what you are. I'm sorry.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, just say hello or something.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, something. But now, let me know. Yeah, and I'll add you a wrench because I don't want you. If you're in, I don't want you to get harassed. I mean, I want to make sure all the women, y'all can come in here and relax and let your hair down and shit without guys like harassing you.
I appreciate that because it's the first time I had a wrench, and I really appreciate that. It makes me feel special.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I got y'all back. I don't want no guy. Hey, girl, let me see your panties, man. Let me see your dick pic, man. I want you to kick motherfuckers out. Yeah, that shit went from PSD to pumpkin pie. He saved it from PSD to pumpkin pie. Exactly. No, get it right. Sweet potato pie, motherfucker. She don't like pumpkin. She like that sweet potato. Now, okay, wait, say, hold on, wait. Wait.
That's crazy. I'm fucking vaguely horny.
All right, wait. We already gave you the thing. Wait, this is Tony. So this is you. Wait, Mississippi, is this Tony?
Yeah, that's me.
She said, yeah, that's me right there. All right, guys, so leave her alone. I already gave you a wrench. Gave everybody a wrench. So.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, let me see. Russ said, you work harder than us with women. Well, hey, look, man, I tell y'all guys the simplicity things, and, man, y'all should do all this stuff that I show you. But we're going to have a good show tomorrow with the guys and stuff, everybody. So, but ladies. So, but do y'all have any other questions before I wrap it? What you mean, me more like me? They don't need to be more like me. They need to be more like themselves.
Like more easygoing, more free. Like it's like freeing as fuck. Like I don't know. It's a different type of liberalism to it. Like why can't men be more free than I can?
Well, they can be if they just learn game. But they just scared. I don't know. They just scared of pussy, I guess. I don't fucking know. They scared of that shit. But I'm working on them. I'm going to get them all right. Bet that. I'm going to get them all right. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I hope you do.
Lady.
Jessica was like, she was expounding on the BDSM, and I'm kind of interested in that. And I would like to hear more. I would like to hear more talk about that more because I'm interested in I watch a lot of porn and how would you know when a guy is like valid in the BDSM world?
Well, okay. Cause I was thinking about doing a show for the guys about the secret society of sex. So I can talk about that. Yeah. But yeah, just you, every guy has to have whore in him and be able to expand its palette of sex because every woman has their own kink. So you've got to be able to be fine with it and make sure she's fine with it. But, some guys get intimidated by stuff. You know, you're going to tell them to whip your ass, smack your ass, chain you up, put a ball in your mouth. I mean, it's a bunch of things, but it's all communication. That's all. It's just communication. Mm. Just communication.
Mm. How do you know a woman is really ready for all that, though? So I'll be willing to try,
you'll try it because you'll feel safe around me to try it. Not me, but a man. You'll feel safe around a man to try it. You'll feel safe enough. But it's just, you just got to be careful about the ones you talk to. The ones you talk to, if they're asking you questions, run. They should talk to you. Just talk to you. You know, that's all. That's all. They should just talk to you.
That's
so
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, but ladies, hey, y'all call in anytime. We got to say, y'all, make sure y'all come into the show. Listen to the show tomorrow because you'll see more. If y'all want to see more like me, we're going to have, I think, 7 on the panel tomorrow. 7 men. Men.
Oh, yeah?
Men. So, it could be some real pipe-hitting men on there that's going to be spin game. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
I'm looking forward.
All right. Well, hey, Mississippi and Kakalaki. I want you ladies, and all you ladies, Z, shout out to you too. I want y'all to have a good night, but I'm gonna let you ladies go because I gotta wrap this motherfucker up so I can get the fuck on, man. I gotta do my rap. I gotta do my little rap so we can I gotta give everybody a shout out.
Trying to get off at work.
Well, relax. You can go play the replay. I've got 3 hours and hours of shows. What is our total? Yeah. Can someone give us our total of likes? What is our total likes we have so I can – see, I got to give a shout-out. So we got to do – I got to do my little cake-ass rap and everything. So
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got a rap for them. I can't rap, but I'm a flow. But, hey, guys, make sure y'all put 194. Okay. Hey, make sure y'all guys check out the poetry. Guys, I'm working on something. I forgot to tell you. I am working on, and it'll be a week or so. I'm working on it. But so I was on you because I play video games. So I was on YouTube, and I saw this like jazz relaxing thing where they were playing music in the background, and they're like, you know, it was just relaxing music. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play some sex music, like some music, but I'm going to talk about sex and eating pussy and in between. Like, it's going to be music, but in between the music is playing, I'm going to talk shit in between it. So it's an idea I came up with. So I'm working on that right now. So, 193. Okay, we got 193. Thank you, 193. So I'm working on that. I'm working on a few things for y'all, so. But yeah, that's gonna be for the ladies. But guys, y'all can. It's gonna be just sex stories of meeting a woman, doing things to her, and stuff like that, with the music playing, like relaxing, smooth music and shit. So I got to create all that shit. So I'm working on that too.
So, I want to hear this.
Yeah. Well, if you want to hear, well, again, poetry. Go to the poetry place. They all have the guys send Mississippi to poetry. Put the link of the poetry. You can listen to that.
Like, how do you know when a man is about that life instead of just talking about it, though?
How do you know? Shit.
A lot of men try to talk about it, and they talk up their big game, but how do you know if they're actually about it so you can, like, give up the pussy to them so you can see for yourself?
Well, what y'all will learn, and if y'all haven't learned yet, a motherfucker that's really about this fuck game is not trying to fuck. He's just showing you why you should fuck him. Another level of this shit. If you come out saying, damn, I got to fuck him, then he's done his job. Like, damn, I want to see what is that dick going to be like? He's done his job. Versus, oh, my God, I guess I'll go out to dinner with him. Oh, he's bothering me again. What do you want? Oh, my God, he's never leave me alone. So I'm just saying there's two different sides to that shit.
You got me so curious. It's like insatiable. I'm like fucking going insane. I'm so curious right now.
Man, put that fishing rod down, girl. Get off my phone. Mississippi, please get off my phone. Let me get this rap back, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all appreciate y'all, ladies. Call back. Blase, blah. Thank you, Mississippi. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
So we'll let you go, Mississippi. Much love to you, girl. Let her go. Let Mississippi go. Okay, Peaches, I'm going to let you go because I got to get this rap thing going. All right, so Peaches, thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Anytime, Peaches. Call in anytime. Thank you, girl. All right, so.